This week's episode of Eating at the Wire will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
All right, if you're hungry for eating at the Y, you're out of luck. But this week, we got episode 781 of the Shining Wizards Podcast. We got AEW to talk about, hell of a good shows, and Wheeler Yuta is so bald he'd make Michael Jordan jealous. We got WWE WrestleMania sales to talk about, cancel that second mortgage that you're putting in to buy those tickets. Plus, we got Uncle Dave's awards, games, homework, and so much more. So in honor of Valentine's Day, roses are red, violets are blue, Shining Wizards listeners, we coming for you with some wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Brando.
The original Double T.
Double T.
And some Kevin.
We have more StreamYard issues.
Half the intro didn't even make it to the YouTube feed.
How is that possible?
I don't know. And it was even like a delay of like 10 seconds before I start the things. I want to make sure it makes it, and it didn't fucking make it. I don't know what to tell you.
Grr.
It's fucking stupid is what it is. It's like, what the fuck?
We have to make, perhaps we need to find a new way to stream live.
We might just have to wait 30 seconds after we hit the button and have like a please stand by logo. And just keep an eye on it. I don't know what else to do.
Oh, now some of the shows that we've been, we've been airing instead of that show, like Eating at the Y. What would you, you think they could send us a graphic if we had to do that?
No, I mean, we could just, you know, put some, more production. Maybe we could just put something up top, like stay tuned. Coming up next. I don't know, just something with a WSWN logo on there. I do feel bad that we're fucking preempting so many shows lately.
What is WSWN?
The Shining Wizards Network.
But you say WSWN. It wouldn't be SW?
No, it's broadcasting. We broadcast from the East Coast, so it's a WS. Now, if we were on the West Coast, it'd be KSWN, right? We get the W's over here. They get the K's over there. That's how it works. Bro, we've been doing this 14 years. You don't know a damn thing about broadcasting yet? Come on. What the fuck are we doing, Baba Bowman?
You know, that was my first handle on AOL Instant Messenger.
Of course it was, Bolf.
I was Baba Bowman. How you guys doing? Everybody's drinking at the same time. Look at that. Oh, universal sips.
It was a well-timed pause, and everybody took a drink. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how's everyone doing tonight?
Here.
Fucking great.
Fucking great, really?
Yeah. I'm here. The snow's melting. It's fucking great.
Although we did get a little snow this morning. Did you guys wake up to have to move anything around?
I went to, when I left to go to the gym, the driveway was covered. By the time I got home, it was all melted.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
All I had to do was brush off my car. It was gone.
Nice. Yep. HK, you look a little befuddled, buddy.
No, we did. We have no snow. Like, we have no snow. I can see my entire yard right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, who's fucking complaining, Double T? All right, listen, toilet. I said, I made a comment. You're like, oh, there was snow in the driveway when it left. And it was coming up back. Oh, no.
Yes, OG Double T, you have a question?
Yeah, what? Me and Tony don't understand the toilet thing.
We really don't. We were confused.
Because Tony's the one that drank out of the toilet.
No, but HK was saying toilet before that, like a week or two earlier, and I still don't know why.
Neither do I.
I think he just had Tourette's or something.
Something
like a tick.
Oh, wait, he misspoke and he said toilet. That's what it was.
What was he supposed to say?
HK did.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't remember the context, but I'm 99% sure that that's what it was.
I said it was an interesting watch toilet. That's exactly what I said. I have no idea why. Yeah.
So now he just peppers in toilet every once in a while at the end of a sentence. Because Double T was like, why does he call me toilet? No, he goes, said to me, he said, why did you call me toilet? I'm like, I don't know. HK started saying toilet after every other sentence. So I started picking up on it.
At least there's some clarity there.
Well, according to the wife, only Brendan could be called Toilet.
Oh, government name there.
Oh, that's okay.
The Brendelfly.
Does anyone ask you, Brenda, why we call you Brenda?
I've been asked that for years since I was called Brendan for so many years. Like, people literally thought that was my name for many times.
Brendan? Or Brenda?
Brendan. Because it was Brendan before Brundo.
Yeah, because his handle was Brundin. Yeah. And then it just morphed into Brundo. Double T looks confused as shit tonight. What, are you okay, man?
I just watched Homework.
Oh, fuck.
I can't tell you the last time I watched wrestling and I laughed out loud. And it happened twice today.
Both
it happened when I was watching JCW Lunacy. That PCO split like moonsault. PCO has got nothing on RVD. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You mean RVD's got nothing on PCO?
Whatever. He fucking went for it, and I went, oh.
You know what it reminded me of? All right, since we're already going into this, when we went to Lake George for Matt's bachelor party weekend, we did a tube ride down the Hudson River, which Hudson River up by Lake George, nothing like the Hudson River in New York. The difference is night and day. It's gorgeous up in the woods. So we're all in our tubes and we're sailing down the river, and for some reason, Double T gets out of his tube and he looks over both shoulders and then he plops back into the tube and then he went ass over tea kettle right into the fucking river. I laughed for like 3 minutes. That moment, like where he looked around, like, I'm gonna fucking do this. That, like, to me was going through PCO's mind today when I fucking watched him do this split leg and moonsault. Didn't give a fuck what anybody else thought he was going for it.
I can't unhear it now.
What?
I fucking hate Veda Scott.
Oh, she's terrible. She's fucking terrible. During the cage match, no emotion whatsoever.
The Joe Dombrowski was like, the Brothers of Funstruction, four-time tag team champions. And then she went, the Brothers of Funstruction, four-time tag team champions. You know what that means? They lost them 3 times. And I was like, what? Wait, Pete and Repeat fell off a boat? What the fuck are you doing, Veda? And then the tag, the code cutters, whatever, the fucking black guys show up.
Yeah, what fuck were their names?
Oh my God. Oh my God, there's a team in the ring.
It's Chop City.
Chop City.
Chop City or some shit like that. Yeah.
Just Chop City.
No, it was like Choppa City, it said on their shirts.
Choppa City?
Choppa.
Like a motorcycle?
Choppa City. It's Choppa City. C H O P P A.
Like Choppa Choppa your pee pee?
Yes, exactly.
H-O-D, man. I don't know. What do you know about Choppa City, Tony?
Nothing until today. They are 2-time tag team champions somewhere, according to their Instagram. But
all right, let me look up Choppa City. Choppa. Yeah.
Fuck
the city tag team. Brendo, you said this morning that you only watched AEW, so you're still not on the JCW?
I ran out of time this weekend. I did want to tune in, but I think I'm going to tune in definitely very soon because I'm pretty sure I saw a coming soon for the Green Phantom.
Ah, yes, the Green Phantom is.
I fucking love the Green Phantom. He's tickled me for years, and I always thought he should be higher, or he should be like all over the fucking U.S.
Canadian tickled you guy. Like the way Michael Jordan tickled that little boy at the Daytona 500 yesterday, or tickled you in a different way?
Oh, that's why you wanted me to have Michael Jordan in the intro, Tony.
Yes. Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't catch that.
I know nothing of this Green Phantom.
Deathmatch guy from IWS. So, you know, same running partner of Sexy Eddie, so
okay, that should
make you excited.
Okay,
there's like a lot of when he interviews, it sounds a lot like he's making fun of Hulk Hogan in a way, or at least trying to be a Hulk Hogan
brother.
Yeah, get with the green, baby.
I love it. I'm in.
I'm very excited for him.
Well, did you see what else is coming back?
What's that?
Fuck. Stranglemania.
Yeah, they're going to Florida, right?
Fuck yeah. Too bad it's a month before I'm going.
It's like in 2 weeks, dude.
I know. It's about a month before I'm going.
All right. I like to hear what Handsome Kevin has to say about Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
I want to know what fucking Tony was trying to do with the banner.
No, I edited something and I realized, nah, shit, it was correct. So I edited it back. That's
you don't trust me?
No, it's not that. It's just I'm paying attention to JCW. Like, if you told me AEW is at the bottom, who gives a fuck? I mean, the only thing I would laugh at is names that I didn't recognize. That's all. I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, I recognize all the names because I watched this
movie. Fucking! I don't want to see. I don't want to see any variation of Mosh Pit Mike anymore.
Oh, this
guy! You're like Brian Urlacher. Come on, dude.
Mike Urlacher.
He was doing Brian Urlacher because he came out of Mexico.
I know.
Former TNA wrestler Brian Urlacher. I think he had a match.
J-Rod kicks so much ass. Dude,
Amazing Maria is amazing.
Amazing Maria sucks, Jode, but I am a big fan of J-Rod. big fan of J-Rod. The only thing is, like, probably keep her away from the mic. Because when she cut that promo with Big Al, it was rough, man. It was super rough.
But she looks like a star, dude.
She 100% does. 100% does. She's got to. She's gonna need some development on the mic, or she needs to stay away from it. One of the two. But she looks like she belongs. The Outbreak Funstruction stuff. I just don't like the Outbreak. I can't get into them for whatever reasons. That was kind of a toss for me. Conley and Cocaine, same type of thing. Didn't really give a shit about that.
Give a shit about that.
I just didn't give a shit about it, man.
I just feel like the past couple of weeks, they're really showing that they have nothing else going on in GCW. It's the same players and the same matches for the same titles and the same number one contendership and the same interviews in the back. JCW is at the point right now where if they don't do something big, like if we don't get Violent J coming back like soon, this shit is just going to go off the rails. And the only thing that really changed was Ken Anderson with Russo, but it's same shit, different promotion. You got to be a corporate champion, bro. You got to fall in line, bro. It's like, the fuck are we doing? Like another rehash of that same story. They're real close to fucking going off a cliff with this. If it wasn't for all those ladies parading around, holding up the lunacy signs in the ring.
I was going to ask you about this. Also, Tony, don't know if you know this. J-Rod, she portrayed Nikki Nashville in Women's of Wrestling.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Nikki Knockers.
No.
So she's an American Gladiator. Is she like on a remake or another like iteration of that show now? Or does she just steal the gimmick and said, fuck it?
I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on.
Hey, you guys want some local news?
No.
Yes.
No. It's not a news story about ice. Relax. You guys are familiar with Lisa Evers from Channel 5, WNYW, Fox. She does like the Street Soldiers report. She appears on like the 5 o'clock news. This is more for a Jersey thing. Relax, HK. Okay,
got you.
It's tied to wrestling. It's tied to wrestling. I'm getting there. Trust me. Okay. But you guys know who Lisa Evers is, right? I'm sure you've seen her on the news like at least a handful of times.
Okay.
Gotta watch
it. Anyway.
Go for it. Yes.
Live, but yes.
In the 80s, she was married to Curtis Sliwa. You all know who Curtis Sliwa is.
Yeah. The Guardian. Okay.
Yes. Did you also know that in the 80s, when Lisa Sliwa was part of the Guardian Angels, she was training and actually became a professional wrestler and wrestled a couple matches for WWF? And she even appeared on Tuesday Night Titans a couple of times, sitting at the desk with Vince McMahon. Small world. There's actually footage out there of her like at Tuesday Night Titans with Vince talking to him.
What was her gimmick?
She was a guardian angel. She was out there. She was out there long before the boss became the guardian angel. All right. And she was married to the head muckety muck, so she had the blessing, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Lisa Sliwa, if you want to look it up before they got divorced.
So J-Rod was part of the reboot. I don't know when or if it has aired yet.
The one that Miz is the
yes. Host?
Yes. Oh yeah, Wardlow was on that, I think.
Yeah, so was Eric Boogs. That's Camille. Right. So yeah, she was in the reboot. So I guess she's running with. She also in OVW.
Bro, yeah. I want to watch the homework again.
We're gonna get there. We are gonna get there. Don't you worry.
Sure shit are.
Can we play it while we're talking about it?
I mean, if
it really tickles me. Holy shit.
Yes, me too. For all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, follow that, Matt. Good luck,
bro.
I gotta ask, right?
What's that?
I don't get the Mickey Knuckles thing. I really don't.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Big Vito can't be into that.
Dude, no joke. Brenda and I have talked off air. Like, she's a fucking sex symbol, dude.
Need to follow her Instagram. And when she does ask me anything, just watch it, all the responses she gets of, you know, like, how much to get that ass, or, you know, just so many responses.
Dude, it's, but like, even the way she acts, the way she carries herself, like the way she like talks, there's just something about her, dude. She's got it. You know, you can't describe it, but she's got it.
Yes.
My God.
Fucking herpes simplex too.
Oh, come on. Not the, dude.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
She's chances pure, are good. As pure as the driven snow.
I don't know, man. I don't know how Big Vito goes from Jasmine St. Clair to fucking Mickey Knuckles.
That's an upgrade in my book.
It's not really a win-win.
I mean, one's like throwing a hot dog down the Lincoln Tunnel. The other one would rather eat hot dogs.
Jesus fucking Christ. I tell you what, the three-way ladder match right there, I ain't turning it down.
I would 100% turn that down.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm awesome.
No, come on, for the story. Yeah. Fucking Julio's Julio, back.
Where are you kidding? I'm
a grown-ass man.
Julio, nice to see you. We missed you.
Julio. Back, brother.
And Steve Jordan's back, too.
Steve Jordan's here. Joe Walsh is in the chat. Kate's back. Oh, not that Joe Kate, Walsh. The other Kate.
Oh, Steve Jordan, Ring Rat City right there. No Ring Rat this week. Ratings are down, Vampiro.
Well, no Vampiro this week either.
No, I think the big problem with the JCW lunacy is that they don't tape. I think they only tape like once a month. So like they're taping all that TV. So they're just using the same people to do like three to four weeks worth of TV. Now I know they got that free one coming up in Detroit where they're doing like three separate day of taping. So maybe that'll help a little bit. And there's a ton of names that are reportedly coming in, like JBL and not Mike TNA. Who's the other guy? Scott Hudson.
Scott Hudson. Yeah.
Oh no shit.
Yeah. Jonathan Coachman, I think, is going to become like a regular thing.
Coachman's been a regular thing.
That segment has been the last 2 weeks, but I think, that's like because he does that show with Vince Russo. I enjoyed it. I think fucking Moshpit Mike is hysterical. I want to see where the Ninja Mac facade thing goes.
Ninja Mac just chopping the fucking shoulder pads and then just fucking shrugged his shoulders and chopped them again. Bro, and they got to stop throwing shit in the ring.
Yeah. They got to stop, dude.
They got to stop.
I thought they were going to. They missed Vince Russo's head by like an inch.
I know.
He's a heel. Fuck him. Hit him in the head with something. He wants
no, it. No, don't encourage that shit. No. It's heat,
bro. For Vince Russo? Yeah. Throw
no,
it.
He's an authority figure, bro.
Fuck that
authority
guy.
Figure right here. I don't like Ken Anderson's filthy mouth either.
Yeah, his dumb fucking t-shirt.
Yeah, and his dumb belt.
Oh.
Yeah, dumb fucking face.
Snafu, did you notice that when Kerry Morton and Caleb Conley were talking to Vince Russo, the lunacy belt was in the background next to the refrigerator right after Ken Anderson walked out with it? Whoops.
Did not notice that. I'm interested to see where this Ken Anderson, Kerry Morton, Matt Cross, Caleb Conley cocaine thing goes.
They're going to fuck.
I like how cocaine fucking holds up with the cocaine.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Pretty funny. They're going to fuck. What's wrong with you?
Well, we're talking about JCW and Mickey Knuckles, and you say, what's wrong with me?
I wasn't. You're talking about four dudes doing a lemon party.
Who gives a shit? What the matter?
I didn't say it. Right. It's usually HK's talking about dudes fucking.
I'm trying to help him out.
Are you, though?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Thanks for being a friend, Tony.
Yeah, always, buddy. Appreciate you. Love you.
Appreciate you. I love you. Friend.
Also, Amazing Maria sucks.
Yep.
Terrible. She was fucking
Amazing Maria?
Awful. She was what is the opposite of amazing?
Big Rig Betty.
Horrendous.
Horrendous Maria. She was not good. And why do they let her wrestle with rings on?
What are they like?
She's amazing.
She had all sorts of jewelry on her hands. That should be illegal.
She sucks.
Those referees deserve to get
JCW,
fucking fired.
JCW, dude. Stop it. They had a fucking cage match where you had to escape the cage to win, but yet there's a referee in the fucking ring.
And the motherfucker was counting, too. That pissed me off.
Well, that's why Vince Russo fired those two as soon as the show was over. Not only do they fucking smell and they look like fucking hippies and Cheech and Chong, but they suck at their job.
Bro, a 22-minute intro with Vince Russo yelling at referees and trying to talk to Ken Anderson, that could fuck off.
That was 22 minutes long?
That was 22 fucking minutes.
It was bad. Not,
no, because they did the recap before that, too.
All right, still 22 17? Fucking minutes.
Let's say 17.
Y'all, no, it was 22 minutes before they got anything in the ring. So I don't want to hear shit about fucking WWE not getting anything in the ring.
Fuck I got that. Nothing to say. I didn't see WWE this week. I know who qualified for the Elimination Chambers, and that's really it.
Oh, let me ask you. So what happened to Mickey Knuckles? She was grabbing her nose at one point after she broke up the pin when she did the fucking barrel roll.
Yep.
And she looked at the camera. She's going, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And she grabbed her nose and powdered out with Congo.
Yeah, but then she was there for every other spot after that. She
yeah,
was
she
there
got when... it. Yeah, but I don't... Because when she rolled, like, it didn't look like she hit her face on anything. But then she just started grabbing at her nose. At one point, she was sticking her finger in her mouth. Like, I don't know if she was trying to gag or fix something. I don't know. She was coughing up semen, bro. Relax. What kind of face was that, dude? And it froze. It made it even creepier.
Can't do that. We talked about the freezing before. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry, buddy.
I will get a new laptop when work picks up. Unfortunately.
No, you do you, buddy. You got a soundboard. You got a microphone. You got cameras. You're good. You're good.
Am I?
Yeah, you spent money on this show, so you're good.
Thanks. You're a real peach, buddy.
I try.
You make me feel.
Well, I love you too, Double T. And Brendo, I love you too.
I love you too, Tony.
I love all you guys. Let's fuck.
No.
All right. I'm on the next flight.
Right here if you need me. Fucking with your bros? Fucking awesome.
Oh no.
Diana, look out. Before fucking helicopters flying over the East Coast.
Hey, let me ask you. Can I ask a weird question?
Sure.
It might not be weird. I don't know. Do you get your mom something?
Al, you're a fucking dickhead. I saw that, buddy. Go ahead, Double T. I apologize. I am not putting that up, but if you're in the chat, fucking enjoy it. Holy shit. I'm sorry, Double T. Go ahead.
Do you send Diana anything for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I sent her cookies. Not edibles. Relax. Don't play the fucking thing.
I don't know.
What kind of sent her cookies, and then she yelled at me. She said, I opened the cookies. Now they're going to go bad. I go, Ma, put them in a Tupperware. She goes, oh, okay.
What kind of cookies did you send her?
I ordered her David's cookies. You know, just
who
something.
Who the fuck is David?
I don't know. He makes cookies. He's one of those. It's one of those fucking online cookie deals. I was going to send edible arrangements. I was
going to send food.
What?
You love ordering shit online. Food. Go to. Isn't there some poor fucking bakery in town that needs your money?
Actually, there was one that I had my wife send fresh cookies to, and they were fucking gross. And she actually told them your cookies are gross. And I got a fucking email that said I got my money back.
All right,
so fresh cookies, cookies to mom in a box one, fresh cookies zero. There you go.
Yeah, but if she's not going to, why would she open them if she's just not going to eat them?
Or no, but she's got her friends that come by, you know, hey, have a cookie. My son bought them for me, you know.
What, the murderers?
Yes, the murderers and the kid touchers and whatever else she said in that fucking clip that you love to play.
No, my job is locked, chain and all.
Oh, wrong one. This one.
Yeah, we might have pedophiles here. These old farts, they don't know.
Your mom needs to quit with the fucking AI, dude.
And you wonder why the show goes till 9:30.
I mean, look, Diana is a. We've been trying to get Diana back on the show because she is a gem, but also like. She puts the AI, and then you send it to the group, and then we don't hear from Handsome Kevin for a couple minutes. And you know why, dude.
There we go.
You know what he's doing. He had a thing for your mother.
All right. Relax.
Before she turned herself into an AI creature.
Creature? I think, really?
Yeah, come on now.
I hope you have shades on your office and work, HK.
Diana's a treasure. All right.
She's a treasure. Yes. Diana, like legit Diana. AI Diana's creepy. I'm sorry.
AI Diana does throw me off. And I as soon as I sent that text response to the group, I apologize because I felt fucking horrible for sending it.
Ronnie's in the chat. Says, send your mother the old butter cookies in the blue tin. Everybody knows exactly what he's talking
about. Yeah, because then it could double for where all the random shit in the house goes. Sewing needles,
kit. Batteries. Mine became a sewing kit, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I actually had to upgrade mine. I had a Gimme Jimmy's cookie tin for a long time, but it was just too small, so I wound up tossing that. My sister-in-law bought me Universal Yums for Christmas. So I got a cookie tray with some like Italian cookies. So I use that. What are you fucking? What is
the Universal Yum?
It's like a box of treats. Like once a month, it comes from a different country. Like I got one from Italy. I got one from South Korea, and this recent one I got was from Brazil. It was delightful. I got some chocolate with like banana chips and caramel in it. I got some puffs, like all kinds of good shit.
They're all the fucking ones from Brazil, like shaped like fucking weird dildos.
No, there's a lot
it's
of gums
in
there. Yeah, fucking A. God damn.
What was it called? Yummy.
Universal Yums.
You know what? I always like every time the holidays come around, I'm like, did you guys have a good holiday? I got all my gifts. Were like wrestling related things. Like I'm a 12-year-old boy, and then we just continue on with the show. Universal Yums is something I would like to talk about. We have a YouTube channel. You should be unboxing these fucking Universal Yums on our YouTube, buddy.
I could probably. I mean, I have some of them upstairs. I could bring them down after the break and show you what I have left. It's kind of cool.
Yum monster. What other kind of weird food do you send to each other?
I got for Valentine's Day, actually for my wife's birthday, I ordered her a Jesus fuck. Here come the jokes. I ordered her a JFK wedding cake from Montillo's Bakery in Massachusetts. Yes. It had strawberries in it, so yeah, it came with a fucking
yeah, and just fucking step on it and just fuck back into the left. Back into the left.
I smashed it in the back seat of my car with the windows open.
And then she just ate it out of your hair?
What the fuck? Really? Yes, out of my fucking bush.
Fucking JFK cake. Jesus Christ.
It was the John F. Kennedy wedding cake. It was like a vanilla cake with frosting. It had like a strawberry cream and a strawberry filling. It was delightful.
Was there a second creamer?
Well, it was two layers.
How was it?
It was delightful.
Did you eat the whole thing, you fat fuck?
No, my son's been polishing it all over. You want to have some cake with me? No, it's okay.
This is not a dick.
Dude, seriously?
Your kid is fair game now.
What's your encore? Me. Rando mom? Is that coming back? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
Huh? Randall.
Hey, we got a guest tonight?
No guest.
Wonderful. I guess I'm in the hot seat for another fucking 90 minutes.
Hot? Why? What are you farting in it?
No, but so I worked on Valentine's Day at the shop, and as a treat, when I came home, my wife and my son ordered me a clutch from White Castle. So I've been parsing that over the past couple of days. Had one for breakfast today and a couple for dinner.
What's a clutch?
Instead of a case at 30, a clutch is 20. You were here when we ordered it. I had a clutch one time.
I don't know. I don't know what a clutch. You're still eating. Wait.
There's a sack of 10. Clutch
I understand. Is 20, but you're and still parceling it out. What's wrong with just eating burgers like a man? You're fucking.
It is 20 burgers for one man.
Yeah, you cutting into fucking cubes and snacking all day because you're watching your fucking girlish figure. What are you doing?
No, actually, I've been lifting with the kid. I've been putting on weight, but thankfully, it's been mostly
muscle.
Even
better. Do lift some weights and eat fucking eight white castles.
Bro, I got curves on for triceps on both arms. It's fucking amazing. Nice. I just don't have the jerk off arm anymore.
HK, get out here.
Yeah, no, I know.
Is that like the Curve Crafter 2000? Jerk off arm?
Might be the next product we fucking sell.
More production.
So that wasn't going to make a joke, so I'm just going to be back here if you need me.
What'd you yell at HK? Like, HK's been, like kind of quiet.
Well, because he came out, like, real fucking hot in the pre-show, and everything was like, he was like, morning, dick. Asshole, balls, dick, asshole.
Not even close.
That was your weekend. I didn't jerking say off that. Like taking a dump.
No, no, that's not what happened at all.
That's
at
what
all.
Was doing.
Man, now Double T's doing me on me. Thanks, Toilet. So what happened was...
Did I do it is, Asian,
though? You know, yeah, pretty much. Oh, HK, I said... No.
What the fuck are we doing?
So, Double T gets on. He's like, I was just shooting with Tony. Where is this motherfucker? And then I said, he's taking a shit and jerking off. That's it. That's it. And then they're like, at the same time, I said, yes, because my friend's efficient.
Did you think I forgot that we were doing a show? Like, we had just talked to each other like an hour earlier.
I know, but it was like 6:50 and you were not here.
Aw, Matt misses me.
So I was worried about you, buddy. Yes, I also, you know, I'm thankfully the show got delayed because I also miss how joyous you used to be on the podcast.
Are you saying I don't like to have fun? Like, I don't get it.
In your eye, you used to be so excited when the microphone came on. Now you're just, let's not go till fucking 9:30 tonight.
I'm a little older. I'm a little wiser.
The whole thing at the bottom if it said AEW.
No, I don't, because AEW eats a shit. I don't care who fucking wrestles for their show.
This guy, he's just whatever. So angry. He used to be
somebody posted a video about
so full of life.
I think Brundo talked about it when MJF defended his title at Limitless. There was also a WWE ID match on the show where the woman defended the title, whoever she is, Lexi, whatever. I don't know what
Kendall
her name
Gray?
Is. Whatever, same shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Limitless Wrestling, the AEW world champion on one side and WWE ID champion on the other. How does that not make fucking perfect sense? How does it not?
I enjoyed the Limitless Pro show, Tony. I can't go along. Limitless Pro was a fun watch.
No, I get it, but your representation, like, yeah, we'll send the ID girl over there.
How's this supposed to get reps?
I don't know.
How is the AEW guys going to get reps, Tony?
Yeah. My God, what is this? Everybody fucking pick on Tony tonight? Fucking Juicy's in. The old self Blumpkin? What is wrong with you? Fucking juice box. That dude's funny.
Yes, Chris. SJ was not at CWE this weekend because she had pneumonia. So yes. SJ is, she's recovering. She was under the weather.
And she sent her apologies. She let us know like the day before, the day of, something like that. So yeah, she was.
She didn't like skip nothing. She just has pneumonia because that's what happens when you live in the fucking Antarctic and it's always negative 40 degrees. Yeah, it's always cold up there. Who wants that? We had it down here for like 2 weeks and I was like, fuck this shit.
Don't worry, Chris. You'll have plenty of opportunities to see SJ. She'll be back on her feet soon. She'll be up and around hitting all the shows. Don't worry about her.
She will be back.
She'll be back.
Let me ask you guys.
Oh boy.
No, man, like I don't know. Where are we with the we are less than 2 weeks away from the Elimination Chamber, right?
Yep.
Are it gonna be a star-studded chamber, but like I don't know. Like, are we really running back Cody and Drew again at Mania?
Oh, is that where they're heading? Who's in the chamber right now?
So far, it's
we
Orton,
got yeah,
go Cody ahead. And
LA Knight.
Yeah,
and then tonight, they got a qualifying match: Gunther, Javon Evans, and Dom Mysterio. And then let me see. Next week, Carmelo Hayes, Trick Williams, Damian Priest. So two of those six guys will also be in the chamber.
Do you think we pivot to Gunther? Is this his time? I mean, do we put him in there with Drew?
But the whole story they're telling is Drew is trying to fuck Cody out of getting his opportunity. Jacob Fatu is involved in the fray too, but I don't know. I don't know if they do a three-way or they let Jacob go till after Mania and have like give him the spotlight. But like, I was gonna look it up before the show too, just like out of curiosity. Like in the last year, like how many times have we seen Cody Drew in the main event of like a big show?
Well, I mean, at this point, Sunday's main event has got to be CM Punk and Roman, right? Like nothing's going to surpass that. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Right. But then did you guys see the,
they got to sell fucking tickets, bro.
Oh, they're,
they got to sell some fucking tickets.
You know what? Why would you go back to the same city for the second year in a row?
And charge insane prices again.
Mm-hmm.
$450 for fucking corner nosebleeds, dude. And it's a small section for $450.
And you can't even go out for everything else and go to like a watch party because the WWE is blacking out all the bars in the area, like for like a 20-mile radius. They won't let you show the WrestleMania.
Yeah, because they want people to buy tickets. It's an NFL trick. Like if the stadium's not sold out, the local market doesn't get it on TV. I mean, it's a smart business decision, but it's awful because the prices are so fucking high. If the prices are half what they were, I guarantee you they would have sold the fucking place out. But you're talking $5,000 for hard cam ringside. You know what I'm saying? Like, woof. That's fucking nuts.
For one night or both? I mean, it's still crazy.
I'm pretty sure it's only one night. Do you buy that? Because the sold ticket numbers are different. So I'm assuming that you don't buy both nights. Like you can buy one or the other, right?
Yes. Cause I did look to see, you can buy a combo. You can buy it. Cause they had said that, Peg City Bro is here.
Yeah. Peg City.
What's up, bro? I'm happy you enjoyed the Matt Tremont interview from last week. Sorry to see Matt got hurt. At GCW this weekend is cruel.
That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. But I guess. I mean, I would assume if you're going out to Vegas for Mania, you would buy both nights, right?
Yeah.
Unless don't give a shit about night one,
or there's extenuating circumstances where you can only go to one or two. You get back to wherever.
It's
you're
just
back
like.
To.
That's a lot. Like that.
Yeah. So Ticketmaster does sell a Saturday, a Sunday, or you can get the 2-day combo.
That's just the tickets too. So you're thinking, well, I watched a video after the Royal Rumble where it cost a dude like $1,500 to fly to Saudi, buy tickets to SmackDown and the Rumble, and it was like only $1,500. Oh, and a hotel, and it was cheaper than. Like to go out to Mania, like flights are not cheap.
Hotels not cheap.
Hotels are not cheap. You're not just going out for a day, like you're there for the whole weekend.
You gotta buy food and everything too. That adds up like crazy.
It's a lot. And like if you went last year, like I don't know, it's not like a destination, right? Like all these people travel for WrestleMania. Like part of it's going to that city, right?
Hey, wait. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When tickets are on Ticketmaster, right? When they're blue, that means they're not sold, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So I picked
it, right, and you can see
I picked the 2-day combo. This is near the ring to the right side of the ramp, like 5 rows back.
Over $10,000.
It's $11,500, and that's with I think that's with fees.
Oh God.
And there's 5 seats available in that row.
That's fucking crazy.
That's two nights, and you're not even like really well across the other side of the aisle. If you're like 5 or 6 rows back, it comes to 5,000. So that's 2,100. That's 2,500. You know, each night. But if you're that much closer,
two nights.
Now, all right. Now look. Now opposite the ramp, on the other side of the ring, when you start going up, it's $3,200. That's $1,600. But still, it's $1,600 a night on the
$1,600 a night is insane. Like, is it more expensive these days to go to WrestleMania than the fucking Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know about that, but at these prices, they're giving them a run for the fucking
it's
money.
It's probably really close.
Look, when I went to when the Mets made the World Series, the minute I got off of my plane for my honeymoon, I brought tickets. They were $800 a piece. I brought two tickets.
Oh, did you enjoy your honeymoon? Section 345, row 15, $700. Now that's $350 a night. That's not terrible, but you're in section 345. You might as well be outside the fucking stadium.
Well, at that point, wouldn't you rather be in the comfort of your own home, right? Relaxing.
100%.
Watching the, I don't know.
When SummerSlam was here last summer, I started looking at tickets legitimately. And when I saw like $300-$400 for the upper decks, fuck that. Get a better view from my couch.
Yeah.
It's
fucking nuts.
It's insane. And look, we have had this conversation before. Vince McMahon, he's not the fucking humanitarian of the year, but his ticket prices when he was in charge were catered towards families. Mm-hmm. Like, look, the Nerdport says two nights, A4, row two for two tickets is about $90,000 for VIP tickets.
Wow.
What do you get for VIP? Like, are you meeting Roman, Cody, Seth, Drew? Like, are you meeting all the guys?
The girl
you
get from knockers from the ID.
I want to motorboat the fucking Bella Twins for that fucking money.
I'd like to pick. It wouldn't be the Bella Twins.
That's fucking insane, though.
So here's something really insane, right? Like, hard camera ringside is completely sold out. That same area, right side of the ring, second row, like for the ramp when they walk to the left, and you're practically on TV all night. $16,000 for one ticket, and that's for fucking Sunday night.
Tropical says it includes free coupons to the Bunny Ranch. So that's
Jesus.
It's insane. We went to, and this is not a, it might be a WWE versus AEW thing. We got a box at the Prudential Center for Full Gear.
Yeah.
I think there was 15 of us.
Yeah.
It was $250 a person. That included drinks and food. We had our own box. We had our own entrance. We had plenty of room.
That's awesome.
It's not WrestleMania, but still, like, $250 is affordable. You tell somebody, like, oh, the ticket's $250, but that gets you your own suite, decent seats, food, beverages. Like, it's all included.
Oh, we had the best time, too, when fucking Double T goes down to the seats and he's calling everybody peasants. He's like, hear me, peasants! Sitting amongst the commoners, he's going.
But even, like...
It was so much fun. It really was.
I think the last WWE pay-per-view that I went to was when Kurt Angle teamed up with The Shield. That was a while ago. I believe it was a TLC, I want to say. It was Finn and AJ. I think who else was on there? Emma and I forget her name now. Open the show. But like, I bought tickets when they announced that Kurt Angle was going to come out of retirement or was going to wrestle his first match back. I think it was like the day before or 2 days before. And I was way up there because I was late to the party. And I want to say it only cost me like $80 a ticket. Probably. And I was still fucking pumped for it. Like, super pumped. Now, that was probably, God, that had to be how many years ago?
It's 2017.
Eight? Yeah.
Jeez, so. That long ago.
That was a while ago.
What did we got? Asuka, Emma, Rich Swann, and Cedric Alexander against Gentleman Jack Gallagher and the Brian Kendrick.
Yeah.
What happened to that Jack Gallagher guy?
I think he was part of the
movie. He's doing a thing.
Alexa Bliss against Piggy James. Mm. Enzo and Kalisto.
Yeah.
Didn't Jack Gallagher become an MMA fighter?
Yeah.
Bare knuckle,
I think. Yeah.
Good for him.
Fergal and AJ, Jason Jordan and Elias.
Golly.
And then The Shield against Braun Strowman, The Miz, Kane, and The Bar. 3-on-5 TLC match.
It was, and I got it just because I wanted to see. I wanted to see Angle, and I wanted to see AJ. So, but they're, I mean, very, very affordable. Like, even, like I say, late in the game, like I say, they weren't the best seats in the world, but I was happy to be there. Now, if you were to turn around and say, like, hey, you can get these seats, but it's going to cost you $300 there's no fucking way. Like, I would much rather be at home watching it on my television than going to this shit if it set me back that much. There's no way I'm doing it.
I would love if every pay-per-view was in Saudi Arabia. I could just watch them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It would be wonderful. What,
you know, think about it, though. Like, when I was a kid growing up and I got in, like, for my father to take me, it wasn't cheap, but it was affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like now, I said it when I went to Raw in November for John Cena's last match. I paid for two tickets. We had two tickets and they were like $250 each. There was a family of four in front of us. And it, you know, you do the math. It cost them $1,000 just to get in the fucking door. That's not parking. That's not food. That's not drinks. That's not merch. Like, how are people supposed to be able to fucking afford this?
You know, people should be doing Double T. Go out and support your local indies. Go get a $10, $20, $30 ticket and support the indies. Have a good fucking time.
Yeah, just don't go to whatever the homework was.
That's that.
Don't worry.
Nobody bought tickets for that abortion either.
Did you see what Ronnie posted? Yeah, we know it's you, Ronnie, with Nerdport. Give him a fucking plug. VIP comes with two night tickets, on stage and entering photos, Friday kickoff party and Q&A with Cody, reserve section for hospitality with a meet and greet, with Undertaker and more.
Wow.
I mean, you get a lot.
Yeah.
But you're in for 3 days with that kind of cash, too.
You get a lot. Yeah. You could also put a fucking down payment on a house.
Look, I don't get it either.
Car too,
maybe not here, but yeah.
I don't know. It's just like, I think they're fucking greedy. And then like, you got to pay extra $30 for ESPN Plus. You got to pay whatever it is for fucking Netflix.
You got to use a QR code.
You still got to, if you want to watch fucking Saturday Night Main Event, you got to pay for fucking Peacock.
And
SmackDown is on. What's up?
NXT, I think, is still on. Is that still on Peacock?
Yeah,
I don't. That's a cool. Yeah.
The PLEs, I think, still are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like when? Like, they're just fine. It's getting like greedy now. Like, when is enough enough? And also, why do I have to go to 100 different fucking places just to watch the WWE product?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 5 years ago, it was simpler. Now I feel like I just better off just going back to fucking cable. Right? Like, I can't keep, look, I work fucking nights, so I'm not home. I'm not home on Tuesday nights. I'm not home Wednesday nights. I'm not home Thursday. So like, I got to log into HBO Max to watch AEW. I'm not fucking downloading AMC Plus. Like, I gave up on TNA.
Yeah. One week. That's all we needed.
I don't care about NXT. I don't know. Like, I'll throw Raw on after when I'm done, but I still got to log into Netflix. Like, it just used to be so much easier.
It really did.
Right? And it's not going to, I don't see it as it going to get any easier. And here's another question. Let me ask you this. Do you guys think, is it out of the realm of possibilities that they come to you after Elimination Chamber and go, WrestleMania is going to be an extra $15 on ESPN Plus on top of the $30 you pay?
Oh, I would lose my goddamn mind. God damn it. I would be so fucking pissed. I'm going to pay it, but I'd be so pissed off about paying it.
Unless you got to scan a QR code.
Well, then I'm fucked, but yeah.
They're going back to actually making you pay for these fucking events again.
Well, you know, it's, and because TKO owns obviously UFC as well, but like their model, they had a UFC network and then they moved on and everything, you know, everything was pay-per-view, the UFC network, and then everything went to ESPN. And now everything moved over to Paramount. And I'm hoping
that we get through this ESPN deal and they can go, okay, this is, we're moving this. This is going, this is all going somewhere, because it just, they're really fucking, they're trying the patience of their audience. I think that, I can't be the only one that goes, this is just too fucking much. Like Double T, like you said, it's just too fucking much. Going everywhere, trying to find things, all the different subscriptions, all the bullshit. Like it's not good. It's not helping out their audience, and I think it's going to wear thin on everybody. It's already wearing thin on us.
It's yeah, and like, look, man, you go out to, let's just say you go to Vegas because you just want to, you're going out there for WrestleCon or whatever, right? Maybe you didn't plan on buying a ticket, but you were going to meet up. You know, the fucking internet wrestling community, as much of a bunch of cunts that they are.
Oh,
right? But there's a, there, you know, people have their clicks. Oh, let's go. We're going to go to GCW. Then we're going to go to WrestleCon. We'll catch Effie's Big Gay Brunch. Then we'll all get together and we'll watch WrestleMania. Well, the WWE said, not happening. None of these venues around here can show it. You got to buy a fucking ticket. What are we doing?
There's got to be a way around it.
I mean, there's a way around. Yeah, but there's a way around. Like, there's a way around where, like, Tony will be like, here's a gimmick and you can watch TNA without downloading something. But, like, a bar who, like, last year showed WrestleMania and they fucking had a great turnout. And all these people showed up and everybody made money. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have that. That's not an option this year.
And they pay a huge licensing fee to be able to air this stupid thing, right? So yeah. WWE is still making money off these people.
Fucked up.
Get it. And the WrestleMania card that has started to get float around, like, it don't blow my balls off. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, Roman and Punk is great, but after that, it's going to be what? Like, Liv and Vakor?
Liv and Vakor is not bad, but like,
yeah.
Rhea and Io Sky against the Bella Twins?
Pre-show
Brock Lesnar against LA Knight? What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was LA Knight? Yeah.
What else did I see? Oh, AJ Lee, Becky Lynch? Like, I don't know. AJ Lee came back and she's wrestled like twice and she's been on TV like four times and she was back like 8 months ago.
Yeah, that's what Roman Reigns does. Nobody.
Yeah, but like she hasn't been like, she hasn't done like commentary. She doesn't do like promos. They're just not like she came back and her like t-shirt sales were through the fucking roof. And then she was like gone.
She had to take care of Larry until he died. So
yeah, I get it.
Maybe they got a new door.
Month.
But it's 20. You could do all sorts of crazy shit with technology. She could have done stuff via satellite. I don't know. Yeah, so they're struggling. Tickets are on sale. I think today was the last day. They were like 25% off.
Ooh,
because they're not moving for me.
They're not going to pull an AEW, buy one, get four free.
They might.
Or buy a fucking burger platter and you.
I was gonna say, get the new, get the Subway protein wrap, get two WrestleMania tickets.
What they did that? WWF did that for the what? 97 Royal Rumble with a taco joint out there. They did that for WrestleMania 13 too with 7-Eleven, I think.
Wait, was WrestleMania? That was wait.
13 no. Was in Chicago.
Yeah, but the Royal Rumble, that was Sean and Sid, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's San Antonio. San Antonio.
Yeah, but they put like 50,000 people in fucking San Antonio. But I think
they did a thing with like one of the taco joints, like buy one, get two free.
Yeah, they were really, that whole thing was just a push for Sean, you know, to get his title win back and whatnot. And they still, I mean, yeah, they didn't do like a sellout, but they did okay numbers for like, you know, just kind of unplanned, let's have it in a stadium kind of thing, you know? But they were selling that fact on they thought people were going to come out and see Sean regain the title, and they did okay. But
yeah, but they gave away a ton of tickets,
and those tickets weren't fucking 12,000 for ringside either.
No, no, they weren't. What does the chat got? Peg City Bro, he says, I wish AJ Lee was part of the Women's Rumble. Would have loved to see her win that. Also disappointing that she wasn't part of the Rumble. The Nerdport, if we get Brock versus Oma, is that something that would get you in a seat?
The battle for the Munchkin necklace?
Get
the,
me in a
Duncan
seat.
Falla.
Get me in a seat. No, but I think I'd rather see Oba and Brock.
Okay.
Then Brock and LA Knight. Like, that's LA Knight's got the thing with the Vision. Like,
ugh. The Vision just kill it. It's done. Braun Breaker's gone for months. Seth Rollins is gone still.
How do you have a group dead. Called the Vision when the fucking leader of the group left, the, like, got thrown out of the group and he was the visionary?
Judgment Day.
Yeah, but Edge was not a judge. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't play Here Come the Judge when fucking Edge came to the ring.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
But they named it after the guy, you know?
Yeah.
Wasn't like the straight, no, not the straight edge. What do they call him? The Rated R Society? What did they call his group?
The Rated R Society.
I don't know. What did they call Society? That was it. Yeah, the Straight Edge Society. With fucking.
He started with Straight Edge Society. And
I know. I fucking muffed it.
Whatever. To go Rated R.
Got a little TD, man.
I thought you meant Edge's group with like Vicky Guerrero and the Edge Heads and that random guy that was there for a couple of
did
weeks.
Did it have a name?
I think it did, like the Family or something like that.
Of course, no, it was the fucking Family. Yeah.
Chavo.
Ooh, Chavo.
The Family. Did okay.
What?
Is there anything else in the WWE world we want to talk about before we move on?
No.
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 Not really, right?
No.
No.
I thought AEW had a great week.
With you.
But?
Not with you.
No, I just don't.
Wait. I got a question. I just started seeing the scroll. And I have a question.
You didn't read Brundle's notes, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Wait, Brundle sent notes?
One week, I'm going to leave you off and see if you realize it.
I probably will. That doesn't mean I'll read them anyway. So didn't Tommaso Ciampa get a title shot for the TNT title on his debut?
Yes.
And who did he beat?
Mark Briscoe.
Okay, and he's no longer champion now? Did I see that right?
Correct.
That is correct.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
Was it storytelling, Brundo?
It was.
No, Brundo, stop. Stop.
Hot potato the title, and then, you know, you get the story of the conquering champion, of Kyle Fletcher coming back home to Australia, his home country continent, then and reaching for the sky.
Then just this was in Australia this past week?
Collision was Saturday.
Wait, they did Collision in Australia and not Dynamite?
Yeah. It's easier to get there on a Saturday, I guess.
So and then they had a Grand Slam Australia.
Yeah. Then they had a house show the next day too.
How did Grand Slam Australia do?
What do you mean? I think they sold like almost 8,000 tickets.
8,000 tickets.
Down from last year.
A lot, it seems like
12 and change.
That's a pretty big fucking drop considering they were over there a year ago.
See if the cage match has it.
But yeah, while you look that up, like, I like Tommaso Ciampa coming in. I like him winning the TNT title. I liked his match with Roderick and Claudio. I was like, okay, this is a good guy. He fits here in this TNT championship thing. Right, and this has been my big bone of contention with all wrestling, really. Kyle Fletcher is not there. Kyle Fletcher is main event status. He main evented arguably the biggest pay-per-view AEW does at All In, and he held his own. He shouldn't be wrestling for the fucking TNT title, all right? And if they're going to make this Mark Briscoe thing a best-of-seven series, then he should have never lost the fucking title to Tommaso Ciampa, and they just should have said, we're going to do best-of-seven, and it's going to end in fucking Australia. I don't give a flying fuck where Kyle Fletcher is from. I hate when they do this shit, right? This big bitch Lena Cross showed up. I don't know who the fuck she is.
Wait, who's Lena Cross?
Right, I guess she's from, like, Down Under. I don't know. She was just in the ring. And I was like, I don't know, whatever.
She ain't bad on the eyes.
It was Camille.
No, she's not.
For a second.
No impact. The whole, like,
people just show up in wrestling fucking drives me nuts because I don't fucking know who everybody is, and I don't think the average fan knows who everybody is. Do a fucking vignette. Let it's this not... person cut a fucking promo.
Dude, it's for the sickos. You know this.
The sickos are mentally retarded.
Bro, seriously?
That's their sickness.
Hey, what the fuck? A sicko.
Are you a sicko, Brenda?
Fuck yeah, I am.
And then everyone, oh, he lost the title. But Johnny Gargano's going to come in. I've already fucking seen the Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano story. I don't want to fucking see it again.
I'm more interested
with...
I don't
want to see the same shit I saw in WWE.
I'm more interested with him getting back with Prince Nana.
Like, what do they do with Tommaso Ciampa now? Does he just go? Does he fall into the fucking abyss? Is he the newest member of the fucking conglomeration?
Hey, who's the women's champion, by the way?
Thekla.
Thekla.
So, fucking Butlander already lost the title, huh?
Yeah, she got tied up in the fucking in the strap. I thought it was a good surprise. I didn't think that was going to happen.
And they've done a great fucking job with Thekla. Like, she's been booked well. She kicks her ass.
She fucking get her ass kicked by some fucking jobber bitch when she was debuting?
No.
Yes. No. It was one of the black female wrestlers.
Aminata.
Yeah, Aminata kicked the shit out of her. Yes, she did. Go back and watch it. I actually watched it. I said, why am I watching this dumb shit? We're making Thekla a big deal. Let's kick the shit out of her for 15 out of 17 minutes.
That's cool. Talk about something that happened 6 months ago and nothing in between.
Get him, Brundo. Get him.
No! Thekla fucking wins it. Butlander just got the fucking belt.
She got it like 3-4 months ago.
Oh, stop. No, she didn't. Shoulders up, tits out, watch the shoe eat my balls.
That seems a bit aggressive.
Fuck.
Let's see. Butlander won the title in September.
So it's been That's a what? 5 months? Almost six?
Stop.
Well, they're just gonna, it seems like they're just going to run it. But, you know, Statlander's going to get her revenge, and she's going to use fucking Willow and Harley Cameron to offset the Sisters of Sin.
Where's Soraya?
Where is she?
She doesn't work
with AEW anymore.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, she was doing something with Michael Kingston, making comic books I saw on Facebook.
Hey, do they still have lineal champions in AEW? Do they still do that nonsense?
Okada has a belt, which I didn't think he still had.
What, the one with the crown on it or the one with the burger on it?
No, the crown, I think Moxley has that.
Oh, because he won the tournament, right?
He's the continental champion.
Yeah. I got the crown. I'm the fucking Burger King.
I'll tell you what, somebody at the Grand Slam Australia had a sign that said too many belts.
Fucking amazing.
They're not wrong. Everywhere has too many belts these days.
Yeah, that's also true. But I thought I enjoyed Dynamite, and I enjoyed Grand Slam Australia. I wish Andrade had won, because I really don't give a shit about Hangman and MJF. But I think Andrade's had a really, really strong run ever since he came back.
All right, I think I heard it on fucking on a Dutch Mantel show. Apparently, I guess his gimmick is like he throws himself into the crowd and all these like ladies like feel up on him and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, one of these lovely young ladies, which they hired, fucking put out on social media. She took a picture of the ring and she's like, "It's all fake, LOL," or some shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your point?
AEW.
Don't forget, Tony, WWE has two seasons of Unreal where they go behind the scenes.
Yeah, but this is somebody you brought in and paid money to perform a gimmick for you, and they just they took your money and shit on your product.
No.
They're paying Michael Hayes for the same fucking thing as Unreal.
Same thing as Unreal.
Yep. He didn't say, "Hey, it's all fake, doot."
No, but Bruce Pritchard fucking screamed at Abyss because Becky Lynch and Maxine Dupree are dog shit in the ring. Like it was Abyss's fault.
It is. He's the
booker. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You're an idiot.
Fuck Abyss. What do you ever do?
Nobody else.
Fucking Joseph Park. Eat my fucking balls, Joseph Park.
Yeah, I know. People are like, oh, she fucking... And then she had to like take down her OnlyFans or something because people were like sending her death threats.
Oh, great. The AEW hiring OF girls. Wonderful.
Gives a shit.
Ah, shit! Ah!
No. That's my nuts.
We're gonna have to send Molly like a gift card to like a massage.
Send her David's cookies.
Fucking Universal Yums.
God, here's another thing.
Yeah, that she went under and over. God damn it.
Yeah, she's getting good. She's got to be practicing.
Oh, she was throwing some fucking. They weren't haymakers, bro. Yeah. Those were fucking like telegraphed shots.
Yeah, I tried to cover and she went under too.
Golly. She's been fucking hitting that bag, bro. She's
no shit.
No pun intended. What are Brendo? I want to go to Brendo and then the rest of the panel. If you feel like answering this or being jerk offs, do whatever you want to do. What are the Death Riders, Brendo? Like, are they
fucking huge? Awesome?
Are they you know what? They should be called the fucking conglomeration at this point, because they're baby faces against the Don Callis family. Their heels against Orange Cassidy and fucking Tony Storm.
But then John Moxley's making Wheeler Yuta go back in the ring to shave his head. I don't get it.
It's weird.
Stupid.
She's good when she's with Moxley. She's bad when she's with Megan Bain and Penelope Ford. I just don't understand it.
She's always good. She's a problem, though.
How's Penelope looking these days?
Great.
Fantastic.
Megan look amazing.
Yeah.
Amazeballs, as the kids say.
I'm wondering, and I've been waiting for them to turn on Moxley. When he came out and told Yuta to get back in that ring, I was wondering if that was a seed planted.
Yeah, but I feel like everybody's been like when he lost in the Continental Classic, like when he tapped out to Darby. Like, everyone's like, oh, this is where the Death Riders break up. The Death Riders aren't going to break up. They're going to wear weird shirts with fucking owls on it. Daniel Garcia went to the ring with an owl on the back of it. I don't know. What's an owl? What's an owl?
Who?
Daniel Garcia.
Who?
It's because it's an owl. That's what an owl says, Double T.
Brendo, why? You got me.
Holy shit.
You got me. Nice surprise. Private Party back?
Yeah.
Wait, who's back?
Private Party.
Oh, my God. It's Private Party. Weeks. Yeah.
One of them be hurt in three weeks.
Why would you put that out to the universe?
Because that always happens with these guys. Top Flight, Private Party, the Hardys, all of them.
Wardlow. Yeah, he's hurt all the time.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
Cheeseburger Eddie's not hurt. He's healthy.
For now.
Healthy. Define healthy.
Not eating wrestle. Fucking JFK fucking cake for Valentine's Day. I'll tell you that.
It was fucking delicious.
I will say the Fletcher Briscoe ladder match was fucking nuts.
Insane.
There were a lot of like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I mean, like, just the end of it. What should have been the fucking end, the fucking brain buster off the ladder, that 100% should have been it. Like, how do you top that? Yeah, it was great.
I enjoyed Grand Slam. I enjoyed Dynamite. Giving you Kenny and Swerve on. And MJF beat Brody King.
He did.
Oh, great.
But that is a perfect segue into our good friend Dave Meltzer. So, Uncle Dave went on his post show Wednesday night.
Oh, that segue to Meltzer.
Brody King was not on Dynamite. So Dave gets on Observer Live with Brian Alvarez or whoever's on the show with, and he says it was a decision by it was speculated that it was a decision by WBD to not put Brody King on TV again so there would be no fuck ice chance. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what Dave Meltzer said. He went on his radio show and said that, and it took less than 12 hours for somebody to reach out to WBD and say, Absolutely not. We had nothing to do with the decision for Brody King to not be on TV. I don't know what this is about. And then it came out that he was on a plane to Australia. That's why he was not on Dynamite. And we've heard for years now, Eric Bischoff and a cavalcade of other people say that Dave Meltzer is essentially full of shit. And the more we get into, you know, the more time passes, it kind of seems like he just says shit to say shit. Excuse me, easy for me to say.
Huh.
What are you, but how do you, what do you, what are you guys feeling here?
I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever really been like interested in Meltzer. I mean, there was a time when like you would look to what he had to say. And I think that was probably in the, you know, in the 90s, you'd be like, oh shit, what's Meltzer got to say? But then now that the information is so readily available to us and you can find his bullshit, it's easy just to be like, well, you've been full of shit forever. You're past the point of like us giving you any thought of like, this might be real, this might be believable. So even if he does have a hit, even if he does have something that has some truth to it, you're going to question it just because of what the record is now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, go back to like, you know, grandparents, right? Grandparents could tell you fucking anything because you couldn't look the shit up and you couldn't call them out. Grandparents could like tell you now shit. You're like, you're fucking wrong, old man. Look, look, I fucking looked it up. Here it is. It's the law. Section 3, code 1A. Fuck you. Like that's, you can do that with Meltzer now. You can say section 1, code 3A. Fuck you. So yeah, I'm tired with Meltzer. He can go away. He's made his nut. He can go away.
I think he does. There is a place for him, but I think like, mm-hmm. I think he is, because then he goes and he like defends it. Like he was not wrong. Like people, there is a whole subculture of people on social media that just love calling out Dave Meltzer. Mm-hmm. It is highly entertaining. And Dave is a dumb shit to go back and forth with these people, which makes him look like a bigger idiot. Yeah. Just Dave, just say your fuck, I was wrong, and move on. But like the Eric Bischoffs of the world, the Bruce Pritchards, like everyone has been saying for years, like he's fucking wrong. Mabel was never the third man.
Well, let's come on. There's no proof to that. It was Mabel and it was Davey. It just didn't work out that way.
But yeah, man, it's and I have many Wrestling Observer yearbooks and the compendiums that they put out of old observers because I like to read the stuff. But I think at this point, like, it has to be taken with a grain of salt. Like, I am more quicker to see what Sean Ross Sapp is putting out and Mike Johnson before I go to Uncle Dave.
Yeah, see, and I try and stay away from all the shit. I'll go to 411. I'll still use 411 Mania, and I'll check out their news section there, because then you can kind of see a cross section of what people are reporting for the most part. But it's just, I don't know, a lot of it's so much bullshit that, and part of me still like, part of me doesn't want to know all the fucking shit. Like, let me watch the show sometimes. Like, just fucking watch the show. So, but Dave's got problems. Dave's got issues.
Tony, you're very quiet over there.
I don't give a fuck about Dave.
You don't give. How do you feel about Dave's readers?
I mean, I don't give a shit. You want to spend money on dumb shit? Go ahead. I bet you it's fucking 90% AEW jack-offs anyway.
No, Tony, all the Young Bucks. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Kenny Omega, 45,000 five-star matches. Blah, 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 blah.
Now, Tony, are you talking about the Young Bucks, the 2025 Wrestling Observer Newsletter.
Get the fuck out of here.
Tag Team of the Year?
Did they even wrestle in 2025? I thought
four times.
Yeah, and they wrestled for $1 million and they fucking lost. How do you lose more matches than you win, have less than five matches in a year, and win tag team of the year?
I think they wrestled more than five matches.
Oh, fuck off. I'm going to go to Cage Match right now, the definitive fucking website for all nonsense Dave Meltzer related.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, Tony.
Oh, don't be fair.
No, this is not. But this is the readers. The readers vote on this. This is not a Dave Meltzer does not vote on this.
The people that have subscriptions to The Observer are who's voting on this?
Yes, I believe.
That should tell you something right there.
I believe
the people that pay for his bullshit.
HK, I believe anyone can be a part of this.
As long as you subscribe.
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Okay.
We'll have to get back to that next
year. Yeah, remind me to look into that later or tomorrow, and I'll let you know. They wrestled a lot in 25. Tony?
They didn't win. They won one fucking match. It looks like two matches.
They beat Kevin Knight and Mike Bailey. They beat Kenny Omega, Kevin Knight, Mark Briscoe, and Mike Bailey. They beat Mark Briscoe, Mike Bailey, and Swerve.
So a lot of Mike Bailey.
They lost to Jet Speed. They lost to Jurassic Express. They lost to Bro Dildo. They lost to Bro Dildo.
They beat
the Outriders. They lost to the Death Riders. Oh, no, wait. They were part of the Death Riders. Whatever. They beat Paragon. Why are they fucking glum? Wait, how are they teaming up with the fucking Don Callis family 1 week and then teaming up with the Death Riders the next week? Like, what the fuck?
Money. They needed money. That's the story. Yeah, Brando. Get
that's
him,
right. Brando. That was the – they kept losing money. Don Callis, they won $1 million with Don Callis and he wouldn't give it to him. Piece of shit.
The other thing that we're overlooking in all this is that tag team wrestling does not fucking exist anymore.
Yeah, it was very much a down year for tag team wrestling. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, who would I pick for a tag team of the year besides the Bucks? Because I don't agree
with Bro Dildo.
Bro Dildo was actually a choice.
So
you go to WWE, who the fuck are you picking?
NXT, how about the New Day were tag champs? The Usos were back on top. I mean,
Usos. Yeah, they one, two defenses a person.
What about the Awesome Truth? Oh wait, we didn't get the
Wyatt Six, Tony.
Wyatt
Six.
The Judgment Day and their 4 monthly title reigns, maybe.
Is this one? Do I have to open the unfortunate, the winners are listed on.
Why not Knox and Murdoch?
On Wikipedia.
Yeah, but not like who else was like in the voting. Like I wanted to see who came in second place. Let's see. So wrestler of the year, Mystico. Don't know. I don't think I've watched one fucking Mystico match in 2025.
You watched him versus MJF probably.
Was that they the did one that in
AEW in Mexico? Yeah.
Oh, is that when he hit him in the face with his fucking balls?
That's what he does.
Yes.
Yep.
Most outstanding wrestler, Takeshita. Match of the year, Kenny Omega, Gabe Kidd. Completely forgot that took place in 2025.
Are these just the AEW section?
No. Nope. Hold on. Best box office draw, John Cena. Promotion of the year, CMLL.
Okay. What the fuck?
They sell every, what was it? Every Friday they put like 12,000 people in that arena. So I can get why they did that.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done it 2 years ago when they were with AAA instead of CMLL, but whatever.
Cool. Whatever. AEW, I mean CMLL every Friday.
Oh, just CMLL, Tony. Not
Yeah, but they got their association with his fucking butt boys. So there you go.
No, but they do it no matter when it. Somebody from AEW is there. Yeah,
but the only reason it's on his fucking radar is because of his fucking boys. That's why.
No.
Yes. What was last time CMLL was promotion of the year? Go. See, you can't even think of it.
I bet you the promotion of the year last year was
AEW. Yeah. But
Dave is always.
No, Dave did it because the AEW guys were wrestling the CMLL.
No, Tony,
Dave did it because they put 16,000 people in that arena. Last week, no AEW people at all in
CMLL. Yeah, well, it's 2026, bro.
Whatever, 16,000 people.
Next year.
I think the people that are reading the Wrestling Observer are also the people who watch
CMLL.
No. Oh, you can't. Because all the AEW people are there.
No, Tony, I don't think you realize how big
CMLL is AEW without Tony Khan.
I don't think you realize how big Mystico is in fucking CMLL.
No, I understand how big Mystico is in CMLL. I'm just saying CMLL has not been promotion of the year probably ever in the fucking Observer Awards. I guarantee you. I'm going to Google that shit right now.
Yeah, get up, Tony.
I got it up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you right.
Let's see.
You're correct. Never before.
Eat a bag of dicks, Double T.
I never said they were promotion of the year before, shithead.
You fucking doubted me. Who are you to doubt El Tony?
Sucker. El Bano.
Yeah.
I mean, look, CMLL Dream Match, December 19th, 2025.
Okay, what do you want from me?
There's Mike Bailey and Claudio and Kevin Knight are on that show. So that's three people. Go.
The first time ever CMLL won promotion of the year was thanks to AEW.
No, it was not thanks to AEW.
Oh, you said, well, shut up. No. Bro, you're wrong. Just say I'm wrong, Tony. You're right.
I'm not wrong.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
They did not win promotion of the year because of their work with AEW. They won promotion.
You think Mystico just fucking appeared in 2025?
You think they gave Mystico Wrestler of the Year because he had one match against the AEW guy this year?
Yes! They're the sickos. They follow Meltzer. Do you not get it? Even Helen Keller could figure this shit out.
You don't have to
connect. Yeah, but her answer would be blue.
You don't have to be Anne fucking Frank to get this one right.
I don't get that.
It's a Clerks 2 reference. Who the fuck is Anne
Frank? Word of the year, Salvador Luteroff.
Salvador Belomo?
Yes,
wait, who is this?
Salvador.
The guy who runs CMLL.
Yeah, CMLL. Because his promotion won. Would you even know who the fuck Salvador Luteroff is? If fucking if what's his nuts didn't put his fucking balls in Mystico's face? No.
I didn't know who
Salvador Luteroff. Sounds like a fucking villain in a bad fucking Star Wars movie. I am Salvador Luteroff. Darth Balls.
No, that's definitely that is a fucking that's a James Bond. That is a Bond villain for sure.
Fucking North Korean version of fucking James Bond.
Booker of the year, give it to
me. Oh no, Money Penny.
Who is the Booker of the year?
Ding Dong.
Tony Khan.
Salvatore Balula.
Tag team of the year was the Young Bucks.
Of course it was, you fucking dipshit.
Best weekly TV show.
Dynamite.
It was probably Collision, wasn't it?
It was AEW Dynamite.
Of course it was.
Best on interviews. Adam
Dynamite. No. Wait, who?
Hangman Adam Page.
Oh my God. He looks like he's got something either going in or coming out of his ass 24/7.
Who's that? Salvador?
No, fucking Adam Page.
Beautiful. Booker of the year, Abram Hub just says T.
Most improved.
He loses that.
Most improved? Harley Cameron.
Is that the puppet woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. It's not what's her name who's been wrestling Becky Lynch everywhere, right?
Maxine Dupree?
Yeah, why not?
She fucking sucks.
She is the most improved by far.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that
most charismatic?
Wait, most charismatic. What goes into most charismatic?
Most charismatic.
Just pick somebody from AEW.
I have the list. I don't even give a shit.
John Cena.
I do agree with his most overrated pick, though.
I will get there. Japan MVP, Saya Kamatani.
Somebody from Marigold, I think.
Okay, woman. Mexican MVP, yes. Mystico.
Woman. Some fucking
US MVP, John Moxley.
Wait, he's also the Canadian MVP too, eh?
Oh, yeah, North
fucking
America.
Awesome.
Europe MVP, Michael Oku, Women Wrestling MVP, Kamatani, Feud of the Year, John Moxley.
Wait, how does she win the MVP for Japanese, but then also the women's? Like, that doesn't seem right. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, people win Rookie of the Year and MVP.
Oh, she's got both parts, maybe? Are we doing inclusive stuff now?
Oh, that's nice.
No!
She's all right looking.
She's the best women's wrestler, and she's the best wrestler in Japan.
Well, that doesn't make sense. Is there a best men's wrestler? Ah, see? Ah, I got you. Fuck Dave Meltzer.
No, the Luthez Award is Mystico.
Oh, that's over. Oh,
Feud of the year.
Why are we giving this fucking cock stain all this time?
Because your reactions are priceless, and it's only going to get better.
I'm going to fucking have a stroke tonight.
Me all too.
Right. Moxley Hangman, Feud of the Year.
Of course.
Most underrated, Beast Mortos. Most overrated.
What the fuck are we doing? That one I actually agree with wholeheartedly.
Jey Uso, I agree with too. You see him completely 100%. Missed the fucking kick on the Caterpillar on Monday night.
Oof. Swing and a miss.
Best brawler, John Moxley.
Fucking awesome.
I can't even look at the screen.
Fucking Bruiser Brody is rolling over in his fucking grave. God rest his fucking stabbed soul.
Best technical wrestler, Zack Sabre Jr.
Technical wrestler? The guy that fucking flips and dives and jumps all over the place. Thou!
Zack Sabre? God,
Jersey Cow Jesse is with
Zack
us tonight.
Sabre Jr.?
When the fuck did he jump and dive?
You know, I don't think Tony knows
who. Oh, Q-Tip. I thought you meant the other guy.
You were thinking of Will Ospreay.
I was thinking of Bruv. You're all the fucking same, bro. Whatever. Fucking cock stains from England. Oi, oi, fucking oi, oi.
Best flying wrestler.
Oh, here we go.
Masquerita Dorado.
Of course. What? Who's he wrestle for? CMLL?
Yep. So, no, never mind. I'm leaving it alone.
Okay. Wait. All right, I'm skipping because I can't deal with this nonsense. Most disgusting promotional tactic, WWE bringing back Brock Lesnar? What the fuck?
The whole Janelle Grant thing.
He had nothing to do with it.
That's not true.
He had nothing to do with it. His name was brought up. He said to Vince, yeah, I'll come check it out. When the time came, he said, nah, fuck this. He was stringing the old man along because he didn't want to hurt his feelings, but he had no intention of going there. Can we stop with this bullshit? Brock Lesnar fucking sells tickets. I don't care who the fuck you argue with me. You're going to lose that fucking argument. People want to see Brock Lesnar, so eat a bag of fucking rotten dicks.
Yeah.
Just because Vince McMahon likes shitting on coffee tables and people's heads doesn't mean Brock Lesnar was involved. Him and Sable and his fucking gorgeous daughter are happily ever after. So fuck all y'all and go back to his fucking farm in North Dakota.
It's kind of generous on the daughter, but I'm with you on everything else.
You know what? That little rant, Tony, that you just did bring up a question I wanted to ask when we were talking about WrestleMania. Is there anyone in wrestling you would buy a ticket to see? Right? Like back in the 80s and 90s, like your success was based on the amount of money you drew. But now I think the brand sells the, like,
oh no, 100%. 100%.
Right? Like Raw's coming to MSG. We're going to buy tickets as soon as it goes on sale. We know the WWE is going to be there. We don't know who we're going to see, but we're going. Like,
because you know Raw is going to be a great show no matter what happens. It's live television. You know, it's cool to be there for the spectacle of it.
But is there, like, Tony, you don't go to a lot of wrestling shows, right? Your life is busy. You got a lot on your plate. So wrestling is coming to town and wrestler X is going to be there. You have to see them. Is there that wrestler for you?
Yeah, I'll pay to see Crowbar. 100%.
Sounds
like he's the reason why we went to the fucking bar that night.
Sounds like we're going to another indie wrestling show.
Only if it's at that brewery, we can go to the Mexican place either before or after.
I think that is a question though I want to ask you guys. I've been thinking about it for a couple days now.
I mean, there have been guys that show up locally. Same thing like Crowbar. You know, I paid money to see Gabe Kidd because he came by. He came last year to Jersey. Was it Jersey Championship Wrestling? He was the guy I wanted to see.
Jesse was there. He remembers. Yes, the Bolero Snort Brewery. Fuck yeah, dude. I'm buying tickets ahead of time, though, because I ain't paying fucking $40 at the door for that shit, but still. That was where fucking Umanga Jr. over there murdered that fucking kid with the tits.
It was worth every dollar.
It sure was. It sure was. And then we got a Crowbar running on the show that week, too.
Yeah. Yep.
HK, is there an answer for you?
I don't know that they're necessary. Like, there's still guys that I want to... that I want to go see. I love watching Gunther. So like, if I know that he's wrestling, I'm more apt to go to the show. But I don't think there's anybody at this point that I go out of my way to go see.
I know one.
Hit me.
We'd pay to see Big Opossum wrestle anywhere.
Yeah, but I wouldn't need to pay to see it. You know what I mean? Like that's the difference. Like I wouldn't need to say, like if it's on an indie show here locally, I'm pretty sure I'll be okay just going and getting in. So like it's gotta be one of the bigger shows. And so you're looking at, you know, WWE and I kind of checked off a lot of the guys that I wanted to see at this point. So nobody jumped. Like if you said Kevin Owens is making his comeback, it's at the fucking Target Center. Yeah. I'm probably gonna go out of my way to go see that. If that's his, you know what I mean? Like if that's his return match, yes, I'm there. But that, like, there's not a lot of guys, I guess, to mark off the list for me.
Yeah, like, I mean, like,
Tony.
Even like back in the 90s, like I bought tickets to Survivor Series 96. The card wasn't set yet. Mm-hmm. We got an awesome fucking, the first match between Austin and Brett. We got Sid fucking demolishing Shawn Michaels. Went to SummerSlam the next year, 97. We got an amazing show. Watched Bret Hart win the world title. Two fucking pay-per-views I went to. I saw two title changes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but I mean, even at that point, I was buying tickets because I knew, like, I wasn't just buying tickets to see, like, Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels. Like, I was going because, like, I wanted to see the show. And there were names on the show, you know?
Well, yeah, and that was, like, that's when they still had the house show circuit. Like, I saw Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair face each other on the house show loop long before they did their, you know, retirement bullshit. Like, that was the match that was advertised for the house show. Like, fuck yeah. Out of my way, going to that show because I'm going to see Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair. Like, that's awesome to me. I don't think you don't have that anymore.
Plus, you didn't have as much huge matches on TV back then, too. So if you were buying a pay-per-view, you knew you were going to get some fucking bangers.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, you might, on a Raw, even back then, or, like, well, before the Attitude Era, you might get, like, Duke Drosy versus, like, you know, the 1-2-3 Kid or something like that. You know, like, it's like one of those matches that you would see, like, on like, Primetime Wrestling. From like the Garden or something, where it's like it's two names that you kind of know, but neither one is like a big tier name, and it might end in a double DQ or somebody might cheat to win. But you know, after that, you were getting big matches on TV like every fucking week.
Yeah, and there's a shitload of guys I wish I saw and didn't get to. You know what I mean? Like that list is huge of guys that I wish I was able to see perform. Yeah. But now, like guys to go out of my way to go see, probably not. And I think part of that's age too. You know what I mean, like if I was in my early 20s, right. I'm probably going to be like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm going to go. Like, I want to see this guy. I'm going to go there because this guy's wrestling. Getting older, like it just doesn't hold the same.
Yeah, I never saw Hogan wrestle. I mean, I met him twice before he passed. You know,
really?
Never saw him wrestle. I've seen Andre the Giant wrestle.
That's amazing.
I've seen Andre. I saw the Ultimate Warrior when he was still up and coming. I saw Demolition. Like, I saw a lot of the names. Never saw the Hulkster.
So the Hulkster twice. Twice that I can remember. Because I did go to like a wrestling show when I was like 3 or 4. And I don't know if he was on that show. But the two times I saw Hogan, WCW and TNA.
Oof. That's fucking wild.
Well, WCW was Starrcade 98.
I was going to say that Starrcade, yeah.
And then TNA was that TNA pay-per-view in Philadelphia, where I think he wrestled Ric Flair.
Oof.
It was like a hardcore match.
Oh, was that the match where he couldn't take any bumps? Or was that a match against Sting? I forget his.
Oh, maybe match. It was a match against
that
Sting.
That was like the last. Yeah, that was like the
it
last.
Was like the last, yeah.
Fucking however many matches he had.
He actually wrestled twice in England after that, like, quote unquote, like, last match.
Okay.
They did a quick house show loop and he was in tag team matches. And
yeah, it was Sting. It was Sting. Bound for Glory 2011.
Yeah.
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 All right, so Dave Meltzer sucks. Let's put a fucking pin in that.
Yep. You don't want to talk about the worst TV announcer was Booker T.
Please.
No, the Saya Kamatani. She's a bit of a looker.
Okay, you're in on her.
Yeah. She's the man and the woman of the year, I guess.
Nice. The readers of the Wrestling Observer voted WWE as the worst promotion of the year.
Of course they did.
No, TNA's still a promotion.
Salvador Luteral.
Now, I just want to talk. I just want to.
Go ahead.
Let's look at this now. The year is in the rearview mirror. Jey Uso won the Royal Rumble. John Cena won the Elimination Chamber, immediately turned heel. Showed up at WrestleMania with Travis Scott. And beat
who made Cody Rhodes.
Rhodes
deaf? Yep.
John Cena heel turn. The Ron R-Truth got fired. He got brought back. He got beat, and we haven't heard from him since.
Oh, we got the Rock with the three fingers.
John Cena decided one day he just didn't want to be heel anymore, and that abruptly ended that run.
Thank God.
Cody beat him at SummerSlam. Then the retirement tour continued. He wrestled AJ. He wrestled Dom twice.
And he won the IC title for the first time.
Yeah. Yep. And he lost Gunther.
Yes.
I don't know. It's a pretty. I don't know if I agree with it, but there's a case for being pretty bad year in the eyes of the Observer people, the sickos.
It was not the best year. It was not the best year. And I think some of that, like on the WWE side of things, is just the Cena retirement tour. I think we probably expected more. It was a little underwhelming. It didn't quite deliver the way that we would want it to as wrestling fans, as guys that have seen, like watched his career all the way through. And even that said, like, I don't think it was an up year for AEW by any stretch. You know what I mean? Like, I think there was bad on both sides. I don't think that the good overwhelmed enough to what the bad did. You know what I mean? Like the positives did not hide the negatives in the 2025 year of wrestling. I don't think so at all.
Tony?
I don't know. I kind of like Gunther.
Well, Gunther's great.
Gunther too.
I liked Alexa and Ric Flair Jr.
Nope.
Like
I love me some Chelsea Green all year.
Yeah.
WrestlePalooza was pretty shitty. That wasn't great.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Like that whole fiasco too. Like
fucking Justin. Jesus Christ, dude. My TD hurts too.
Justin. Yeah, so that's fun. I had fun. I knew the Wrestling Observer awards would elicit some kind of fun reactions from Tony.
Just so, for you.
You know, I'm sure you didn't watch any wrestling this week anyway, so made for easy content. What'd you watch this week, Tony?
I watched Lunacy, baby. And I watched homework.
Hey, you ever watched some DVDs I gave you?
No, I haven't. I haven't had time to sit down and put them back in.
I found a DVD player to hook up to my TV downstairs in front of my treadmill. I got probably Tuesday or Wednesday I'm gonna hook them up. But I got them ready. I got them set here, so I know I can bring them right back downstairs, get them all loaded up. Yep.
I'm curious to see I want to hear of the quality.
I'm excited to watch them, man.
Because my stuff is great, but I got
see. And the great thing is I got the Backlund stuff to get through too, and I'm kind of wondering which one. Where's the quality going to be? Is the Backlund one's going to be a little better? These ones, who knows? It's going to be fun. Yeah.
venture.
Yeah. Bro, I know we cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the Bam Bam one you got me. The quality was great on that one. So,
like, yeah. Keep that old wrestling alive.
Hell yeah.
A wrestling genre I could do without was what Tony gave us for homework.
We're not playing the game, or
oh shit, that's right.
Yeah, let's play a game.
You want to do the game before homework? Yes.
Yeah, let's do a game real quick. Fucking
thank you, thank you. I'm sorry. I was trying to make it an early night for Tony.
Fuck that.
Justin asks another question. He wants to know if the DVDs were the one where Tony's holding the camera. Double T.
You're a fucking weirdo, Tony. Tony's a weirdo. Tony has openly admitted that he would gladly watch any of his friends fornicate with their significant other. He would gladly stand there and watch.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Never. I don't want to see any of you guys make love to your wives.
Why not? I enjoy watching Molly.
Holy you shit. You watch Holy your fucking shit. Mouth, Brundle Fly.
I could get the right words out.
145 there, double T. you lit Diana up on that one, Brundle. Yeah, I'm sorry. Continue. Say,
I enjoy watching what she does to your balls every week.
Look at that. Who wouldn't? There you go. See, Molly's down to watch.
Yeah, she knows.
Molly does not want.
Don't put words in her mouth. Yeah. How dare you?
Molly, there's no shot. If you were in HK, were making love, fucking whatever you Midwesterners call it. I don't know what you guys call it.
Cracking rats.
That's different altogether.
Plowing the poodle. I don't know.
Plowing possums.
A poodle.
And you just open your eyes for a second, and fucking Tony is standing.
What do you think? I'm like over them, like hovering.
In the back, like standing at the back of the room by the closet. You think she wants to see that?
No, I mean, I didn't think he was going to be in the room. Like, send him a copy of the fucking DVD.
I'll take a DVD.
Yeah, get you a VHS.
Fuck yeah. I'd love to see footage of Handsome Kevin with a GoPro strapped to his fucking head.
A grope pro?
Write it down.
Yep.
Got a grope pro strapped to my head.
For rape night.
Yeah. Fucking...
I thought it was rape juice.
God, Buck had a fucking grope, whatever it's called in his
van. Grope pro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, grope it was pro, one of the earlier pro. Copies, though.
See, Molly said, who wouldn't?
No, that's not what she said. You start it and you will continue to use it. You make Molly look bad.
Jesse calls you out. Woof.
Woof.
I've met Molly. Molly's a wholesome, nice woman. And if it wasn't for her, me and Tropical would have starved.
Fucking Al, goddamn. A GoPro on HK? You want to look at everybody's knees?
Oh, God. It'd be like when they put a GoPro on a cat and he runs around on Instagram.
Holy shit.
Like a GoPro on a cat running around on Instagram. Are you a 14-year-old girl, double T?
I love watching those fucking videos. I love watching
I want to watch cat videos too, HK.
I hear ya. Let me get my GoPro, scrope bro.
Scrope bro. That's fucking awesome.
He runs, he plays in the bushes, he climbs the tree.
Hey, well, I wouldn't mind playing in the bushes either, HK.
I hear what you're saying.
See, that's weird now. I feel like you're crossing the line. You're crossing a line. There's one thing if you want to watch your friends have sex with their wife, but now you're playing in the bushes. That insinuates you maybe want to get freaky with Handsome Kevin's wife.
No, not at all.
Oh, wouldn't? She's a beautiful woman.
She's your wife. That's why I wouldn't.
Pound it, Tony.
Al says double T spending too much time at the clitter box.
Not enough is what it sounds
like.
Not
enough.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I must be drunk.
I have a wife. I'm happily married. I don't want to bang anybody else's wife. I don't want to watch my friends bang their wives.
Can you send us a DVD though?
No.
Fucking Patreon watch along. We all swap DVDs. Holy shit, we have content for a year.
I'm out.
I want nothing. God, fucking HK strolling up in my fucking face on his drawers. Like, you like this, huh, sweetie?
Hello, lady.
He wiggles his hips the right way. It makes it look like I'm talking.
But all he says is gabagool, gabagool.
Are you turned on yet, sweetie? I kind of wish I had a pair of Luigi Primo drawers.
He's hoarse.
Fucking wiggle my hips and make it look like he's swinging the pie around.
Walk in the room wearing your face on my crank and a Miko Maestro shirt.
Sexy time, sweetie.
Oh, shit. Is
oh, my out. God. Molly says, who wouldn't like that?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Justin's TD hurts.
Nobody ever came.
Oh, they sure did, Ma.
Show us.
Penny. Penny.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, with you.
Don't we have a game?
Yes, we do. Oh, shit. Brenda, oh, floor is yours. Please.
All right, so we are gonna do. We are gonna do blind rankings, where we take. I give you guys five of something for some categories or whatever, and you guys don't know what it is, but you're gonna rank it. Tony explains this way better.
Oh, I hope it's pastries.
Yeah, so Brenda's got five things that we're gonna rank without knowing what the next thing is. So, and you can't really change anything. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Brenda, what kind of topic you got?
So, category this week. We got entrance songs of the 90s.
Ooh, so, like it.
One thing I will say, I'm not using any, like, you know, like the ECW would have, like, Enter Sandman or something like that. These are strictly regular entrance songs, not written by an artist for something else.
Fucking A. I like this. I like this a lot.
All right. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
So we're going hard for number one. I'm giving you Stone Cold Steve Austin song, Glass Break.
Ooh, a classic, a true classic. I'm going to hedge my bets, though, because I feel like you're starting off strong just to motherfuck some of us. I'm going to put Glass Breaks at number two.
See, two is exactly where I was thinking.
Yeah, way to give your commentary, HK.
Fuck else do you want? Oh, you want the video? You want the live feed? I'll get you the live feed.
Oof, man. Glass Break, iconic, but not one of my favorite. I'm putting it at four.
Wow. That's a significant drop there, Double T.
The 90s, that's a whole decade here. I mean, he's going to drop. I said this on the Patreon last week. Brundo's a fucking wealth of knowledge. He's going to pull one out at the last minute, and you're going to go, motherfucker. I know.
Hence number two. Hence number two.
Okay, but that's why I put Austin at four, because I think he's going to cater to the Wizards, too.
All right, Brundo, what's up next?
All right. We'll go number two, DX.
DX, huh? Are you ready? Think you can tell us what to do? You think that you could tell us what to wear? You know what? Brundo's got a couple in the holster. I feel like we might be getting a Duke Drosy or a fucking tugboat or some fucking on par for the 90s at that point. I'm going to put DX at number four. I feel like I might have something to slide into number three, so I'm going to leave a little gap there. I'm going to go with number four. Great theme song, iconic theme song, but definitely not a number one, possibly not a number three. I'm going to slide it in at four.
See, and the problem is, like, are you going to get butt fucked? And this is going to end, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm like a good butt fucking.
Well, of course, I understand. Who wouldn't? But the problem is, like, this is one that I think is, like, top three in my, like, in my mind. It hits the right spot. So,
I see, but Molly chiming in. Who wouldn't?
I would.
I don't. I'm holding out hope for one that I want to be number one. So for me, this is three.
Okay.
In the pantheon of DX songs slash related to DX songs, this song, number five for me. It's no New Age Outlaws. It's no time to play the game. So this does nothing for me. You know, I'm a Bret Hart guy. Shawn Michaels can take a long walk off a short cliff, that Cyclops looking motherfucker.
But you see, Brundo went DX, which kind of tells me maybe he's not going to go back to the well with anything else DX related. So
fine, I'm good with them at five.
But we just don't know. We don't know. That's the beauty of the game. All right, Brundo, what do you got next?
All right. Next, going to WCW with American Made.
Oh! Wow. On any given day, I could put this up against Real American. I really do like American Made.
Me too.
It's much more patriotic than Real American, I think. It's more about, like, the Hulkster bleeding for the country rather than, like, I can't let it slide, you know? Like, it's more like the Hulkster's the star and that's it. I don't know, though, man. Like, I think you're going to motherfuck us yet. You know what? Fuck it. American Made, number one.
Wow.
Wow.
So this is the hard part, because like I want Real American, but is he doubling down on the Hulkster? I don't know. And the
you also got to think Real American more of an 80s hit, you know?
Yeah.
Like that was more 80s.
Came in on the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was barely in the 90s, and then we shot all the way over to the 2000s before we came back to Real American, you know?
Yep. That's fair. So that's I'm gonna chalk that at number one too.
Fucking A, bro. I love it.
Yeah.
Wow, he's got the red, white, and blue running.
And HK's got 1, 2, and 3.
Great, great, great song. You think the 90s, WCW? You think the Hulkster? If it's not Voodoo Child, it's American Made. I put it at number two.
All right.
Wow.
All right. I like it. American Made got a lot of love today. Two.
All right. Two left to go.
Oh, shit.
And we're staying with WCW with the original NWO theme.
What is that?
Okay. I've got number three. I've got number five. I'm kind of comfortable putting it in either spot. I'm just looking because I have DX, and I think NWO more iconic than DX. I would think, like, are you ready? No, I got to go NWO number three. I have to. You have to, right? I mean, NWO, it was a t-shirt. It was a fucking brand. It was a lifestyle. Got to go number three. That song goes with everything.
Brand, yes. That lifestyle might be getting carried away. Overdone, yes. Yes, no, I'm with you. For life, all of it. But five for me.
Hey, I don't fault you for that. I don't fault you for that at all.
I just don't think it's not a song that, like, you hear. It just doesn't get me pumped up. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking forward to, like, the what's coming in. I don't know. It never fully clicked. Awesome riff. Like, it's a cool song, but as far as, like, great entrance themes of the 90s, the NWO theme does not strike right to me. Five.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. This plays in my head every time I have to go to the supermarket during the holidays. Right? Because I know I'm showing up to get what I need, and if somebody gets in my way, I'm going to blast a motherfucker. That's what the NWO did, right? You knew when the NWO, when that music hit, somebody was getting beat down, somebody was getting spray painted, all right? You might get Virgil's fucking balls out of the bottom of some basketball shorts. But it was a good time all around. I have the spot open, and I don't trust Brundo, so I'm going NWO number one.
Wow!
Oh, wow!
Holy shit, dude! Wow!
Because I'm not backing myself into a corner when he goes fucking Bob Spark Plug Holly or some fucking garbage like that.
That was an awesome song, too.
That was a great song.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So what we got left? We got Tony number 5, HK number 4, Double T number 3. And what you guys are putting there? Ass Man, Billy Gunn.
Nice.
You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm 100% okay with that.
I fucking love that song.
It's a great theme song.
It was. I wanted that to be Matt's number one.
Dun, dun. I'm an ass man. I like to pluck them. I like to shuck them.
All right, so we got our list.
I'm content with where Ass Man fell. And you know what? I'd even go out on a limb and say I would rank it above my 4 and 5.
Wow.
There's no words to Stone Cold's. It's just the glass breaking. Right, and I don't recognize the Disturbed version they did, and I think that was the 2000s anyway.
That was.
And yeah. Fuck Shawn Michaels.
No, man, I'm super happy with my list. I really like the way my list came out. I don't think I'd switch anything on it.
So I got our list. Go ahead, HK.
I say I 100% agree. There's nothing I would switch on this. I got the Hulkster at 1, Austin at 2, DX at 3, Gunn at 4, and NWO at 5. I would not. That's exactly how I would lay it out.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I had Hogan, Austin, NWO, DX, and then Ass Man. I'm completely 100% happy with my list.
Yep.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, no, that was a great list, Brundo.
Thank you.
That was a great one. I thought you were going to motherfuck us on a couple of them, but no, that was good.
This is the great thing about this. We could do this list fucking 20 times over.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, just go with the topic. Meaning and
different.
Just, yeah, different, for sure.
Even just this one. You know, there's a million themes in the 90s.
100%.
Yeah. I thought about, you know, I had it written down too. I thought about putting With My Baby Tonight. Oh, but nice. I know Jeff Jarrett never really used that as a theme. The real Jesse James did, so.
Yeah, but not very long either.
Yeah.
That's a toe tapper, though.
Yeah, certainly is.
Spend my day working hard on the go, but the hands on the clock keep spinning too slow.
Oh, jeez.
I can't wait to be alone with my baby tonight. Turn the lights off, close the door. Tony's in the corner watching you fuck your wife.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Holding the camcorder, never let it go.
Woof indeed, Jesse.
Woof yourself. Did you want to do another one or do you want to do homework?
I thought that's all we had.
Oh, I thought you said you had one.
Who, me? No, that one's dog shit.
Okay. Well, speaking of dog shit,
stop! You fuckers twisted my arm and put me up to this.
Tony, I love this. Please, if you're you didn't tune in last week, you don't know. Please, Tony, tell the people what you assigned us for homework last week.
XWW Pro presents Abuse of Power, January 31st of this year, 2026. The hardcore enforcer, Mr. California, takes on the evil clown Rampage to crown the XWW Pro Deathmatch Champion, first ever in the company's history. I saw this in our fucking favorite hardcore deathmatch Facebook group, and I said, yep. This one, just like that woman that'll finger your asshole while she's sucking you dry, she's a keeper.
Look, I texted you guys maybe 20 minutes before the show. Spoiler, I loved it. I loved it for all the fucking wrong reasons.
You want to air it while we're talking?
Oh my God, can you? It was the biggest hunk of dog shit. It was so bad. You're going to have to mute it, though, because the commentary over the PA.
Ugh. Oh, yeah, I'll mute it.
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss. What was there not to love about this? Right?
This ain't it. Fuck. That's the wrong one.
What did you put on? I'm so excited to hear what Handsome Kevin has to say about this. I can't fucking wait.
Wait, what the fuck? Where did it go? I thought I had it. Yeah, it's in downloads. Okay, I got to find it. Hold on. Give me one second.
Give Tony a second. You know what? This would be a great time for me to let you know where the street team is going to be while you're looking this up. Even though SJ has the pneumonia, she hopefully will be back on her feet again in the very near future. And she will be...
That fucking jobber.
Oh, I just want to get these dates out of there, out of here, okay? End of the month. Not end of the month.
I don't know if HK is cool with us watching this.
I don't give a shit. WPW Voyager Cup, March 13th and 14th. SJ will be there. WPW Fight at the Museum. SJ will be there Tuesday, March 31st. SJ will be at AEW Dynamite Collision April 1st. Lisa will be at Wildcat Wrestling April 4th. SJ will be out here on the East Coast Saturday, May 2nd. If you see the street team, please say hello. They will give you free stuff. Homework. What else?
We can't slide this in. It's just weird having it like open like this.
I love this.
HK, what are you thinking, brother?
It's the first homework that I almost stopped watching. And it was fucking early.
Oh no, we can't watch this.
Why? Hit the play button, fuck nuts.
I don't want HK to be upset. This is
fucking gross. This is hideous. I will not watch this again. All right. I will not. I will look away. I fucking hate everything about it.
Come on, we can't watch this.
This is fucking disgusting, man. This is absolutely fucking disgusting. You get this jerk off, right? He trains him in this bull. What are you training him in, you fucking asshole? Guy, I hate everything about this. Wait, fucking thing.
I want to do a couple of just some stills, maybe. Look, I shot.
Here. Forearm. No, stick me with 17 fucking needles. God, what a bunch of jackasses. No, fuck them. Fuck them both.
Look at those fucking breasticles, bro.
Yeah, look at this fucking piece of shit. Fuck them. It was the first time I almost just said, nope. Sorry, I'll take the F. I don't give a shit. I'm not. Cut a promo. Oh, hey, you four motherfuckers want to come back? Come back. These fucking assholes.
Hey, we got a suplex.
Yeah. Oh, what's in the box? Oh, I got this. Is in the box.
Well, that's what annoyed me, right? Like, happen to have a box with all these fucking. Look at this shit.
Look. That's not it. I love that the fucking referee is in like his fuck. He's going to see fucking Limp Bizkit when the show's over. What the fuck is he wearing?
Yeah.
All right. So this one really made me laugh, right? He's got some sort of blade here, but the clown is wearing a mask and he's just literally cut. It's like a hockey mask. He's using the fucking blade on the mask and the guy's selling it going,
And you hear someone in the crowd go, he's wearing a mask.
They looked like you're in a fucking storage facility.
That's kind of where they were.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh, fuck. What happened?
Oh, it's me, Double T. There's no big move, right? Right? To set up the syringe spots. They just end up on the ground. And then the guy is like, he like winds up like he's going to like stab him really viciously. And then,
wait, Brundle left? What? We lost fucking Brundo. This is right up his fucking alley.
Out of
too.
All the people we were gonna lose, I thought it was gonna be HK, but we lost Brundo.
All right, we're not gonna show everything. Like it's out there. Go find it. But yeah, this was the first 5 minutes of the match. They literally like hit each other, and then the clown just started sticking these syringes into random parts
gingerly though.
Yeah, but it was weird because he just sat there and just let him stick the needles in. Like you could see one in his abdomen there, but. That's the fucking tip of the iceberg, people. And then every fucking thing he pulled out of this crate, he's going,
cheeks, Tony.
Yeah, he fucking stuck them everywhere. This was fucking.
Oh, bad. This was awful. This fucking guy should. It was the biggest hunk of dog shit you'll ever see. I can't believe anyone paid for this shit.
No.
No. And this guy is somebody who knows people. Like we're friends with people who are friends with Mr.
That doesn't mean anything. I could tell you I fucking know a bunch of people too, but if I put this on the internet, they wouldn't fucking vouch for me.
No.
Oh yeah, and the pin took place on the outside. He put him, dude, when he slammed them through these fucking light bulbs on the chairs, people were going, I'm deaf. It was so loud.
Jerk off camera guy trying to put it over the fucking asshole with the, on the microphone, the live fucking commentary in the venue completely defeats the, there's a bag of tacks. Well, now the guy laying down knows there's a fucking bag of tacks in the room.
I didn't even see that. Mondo's a cameraman.
I thought it was
Mondo, my bad.
And the clown stood there and sold it, and he got pinned on the outside. And there you go. And there you go. There's your champion, Mr. Yeah, with California. The
fucking tape over whatever belt that was. What a fucking embat. And guess what? I don't know Lou Nixon from a hole in a wall. I do know he's been on GCW a few times. If you take this payday to work with this fucking clown, and not the actual clown, this fucking fat-titted idiot, you're a fucking problem. You're a problem. This is a black eye on the fucking deathmatch community. This is dog shit, but I fucking loved every second of it. I couldn't stop laughing at these two fucking dildos.
He had one of them fucking like plates on the fucking like fake knuckles that he's wearing there too.
And the fuck they weren't.
And on this lit. On the paddle too, dude, he took every fucking tool out like he was going to fucking win the match with it. We had a pizza cutter, we had a paddle with thumbtacks. We had gusset plates on fucking brass knuckles. Like, it was something, no, man.
The fucking punches were shit. Everything.
Oh, my God. You know, maybe we could show, like, the exchange before the fucking needles come up. Because this is fucking hysterical. Look at this. Oh, that's going to be fucking choppy, of course. Look at how ginger he is with these fucking. You're going to get stabbed with fucking needles. And this is what you're doing?
These fuck, it's so much about this fucking.
And then we just go down, and here we go.
Here we go. You can see him calling the spots, Mr. California. You should fucking kill yourself. You suck.
All right. It was a ball shot and a fight. It wasn't even a punch. And then here we go. Let's take the lids off, and that's it. And then
very gingerly. Brenda,
he's a human pincushion.
You left us. Were you that disturbed or?
No, something was fucking happening with my computer where, like, the screen was problem. I forgot what part, but I spit take on something and water went all over my screen. I thought it broke my computer.
What did you think of this beaut?
Oh, it was complete dog shit in every great way it could possibly be. right away, I was like, this is probably the worst match I've ever seen, but it was hilarious. Like, so many, like, the yells in the crowd. Somebody, when they're sticking the fucking syringes in them, and somebody yells, stick one in his ass. The punches that make Shane McMahon look like a professional puncher. And just, oh, my God. 30 people there. Like, right after that, he takes out that big machete. And he, instead of cutting him where nothing is, he cuts him on the fucking mask. The plastic mask, he has to cut through it. Not half an inch higher where it's all skin. This is why this guy's the biggest fucking joke in deathmatch wrestling for sure. But it gets a thumbs up from me.
Oh, I wish I had a time machine and I wish I could have been there because I have the biggest fucking mouth in the world. I would have drank like 3 Jack and Cokes and I would have fucking torn. I would have been thrown out. I would have fucking been. I would have torn this to shreds.
This was everything he took out of the fucking box.
Yeah. Somebody said, look at all that crap. And boy, were they fucking right. Jeez.
Like he was taking out Abraham Lincoln's hat and the Shroud of Turin. And like a fucking relic of St. Peter, like all these fucking historical things, like, ah!
Oh,
yep, there you go. Just cut the mask.
It looks like it was, it almost looks like the brewery, too, in a way.
Bolero?
Where you guys saw the.
Oh, there you go. I didn't mean for that to show up, but there you go. All right. Well, fuck that nonsense.
I fucking hate syringes, too. Ugh.
It's the most worthless fucking thing.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. And I'm pretty, like, I understand professional wrestling is an art form, right? And there's a lot of different ways. Like, even, like, not a giant fan of today's wrestling in general. You know what I mean? Like, the selling and those type of, like, I'm more of a traditional wrestling fan.
and I understand that there's a place for deathmatch wrestling, right? There's no fucking place for this. This is gross, man. And like, I don't know, this Mr. California, he's supposed to train this Rampage. Is that what I'm supposed to understand that properly? Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know.
How in the fuck does that asshole train anybody? Like, fuck him, man. Fuck this whole thing. It's like there can be black eyes on things. Like this is like a whole fucking double black eye on professional wrestling. This is absolute trash. Absolute trash. I'm gonna go. Thumbs down, Tony. Thumbs down from me.
Double T.
Two fucking thumbs up. Oh my God,
Brundo.
I can't give it two, but
laughing.
One thumbs up.
I'll give it 1.5.
According to Cage Match, in his career, this guy has wrestled for 22 years and he's had 75 matches. So you do the math.
Do you see his comment?
Oh, yeah.
Read that.
Oh, we read it last week before.
Oh, that was the one.
That was the comment. Week, yeah. This is a fucking slob who watched fucking Hangman and Swerve use a fucking syringe, and then he probably watched XPW and said, we could do one better. Just make me a pincushion.
Oh, he was long before Hangman and Swerve.
And Chronic the Clown was like, sure, boss.
I like it. He challenged fucking Lou Nixon after that. Can you imagine flying from the fucking UK for that?
If he shows up for that, yep, it's happening, Brundo. Oh
my God. No, it's not.
March 21st.
35 people for this match, then.
March 21st. Adults, $30. Kids, 10.
Kids. Fucking embarrassing.
I was looking. Thank God I didn't see any kids there.
Fucking hideous.
What are the 5 thumbs up? This thing is fucking shit.
So the streak continues?
Oh, I'm in. Fucking big thumbs up to this for all the wrong reasons.
Who's up next?
I'm going to try and bring this back around. Okay.
No, keep it hardcore, bro.
I'm not keeping it hardcore.
Thank you, Double C.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. All right. The WWE Vault was gracious enough today to drop a 1991 house show from London, Ontario that's never been seen before.
Nice.
And if you go to the 1 hour and 10-minute mark, you can watch the homework this week of the Hart Foundation defending the WWF Tag Team Championships against Power and Glory.
Oh, nice. Fuck yes. That sounds amazing.
I think the house show in total is a little under 2 hours. And I think there's only one match on there that was aired on Primetime Wrestling. But the rest of the card is pretty. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Commentary on this, Double T?
I did not.
Please let it be Ron Trongard and fucking Bruce Pritchard.
I don't. I think so. Let's see.
Wait, it was 91? Oh, yes. We're not going to get a Mike McGurk commentary then. Fuck.
Let me look.
Maybe it's Raymond Rougeau at that point? Jack Tunney and Ray Rougeau.
Woof.
Maybe Pat Patterson was doing commentary.
Nah, he was running the soundboard.
He might not even be there. Diddling some ring boys.
Oh, come on now.
Whoa, take it easy, Buck.
Yeah.
Geez. Doesn't sound like there's any commentary.
Okay, terrific.
Let's see. Oh, come on. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yawning. I'm tired.
Not you. So here's the matches that are on the show if you want to watch it. Barbarian Coco Beware.
Fucking A.
Bushwhacker Butch against Demolition Crush.
All right.
Bushwhacker
Snuka against DiBiase.
Ooh.
Duggan against General Adnan.
Huh.
God damn it, with all these fucking pop.
So they put Doug in against General Adnan. He'd probably do a yelling USA all over fucking London, Ontario.
100%.
Jake Rick Martel. Virgil. Ooh. Brooklyn Brawler. Undertaker Tugboat. Our match. And then Slaughter defends the world title against the Warrior.
Oh, so that was in that little nugget of time there, huh?
February 91, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So that should, and I haven't watched this yet. It just dropped today, but that match really, really grabbed me.
Tickled so me. Warrior's going to win that one by DQ, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Good thing that's not our homework.
I mean, who gives a shit? Like, you could, you know, I mean, it's a fucking house show between Mania and fucking Royal Rumble, vice versa.
Vice versa. And that's it, right? I don't think we have anything else to talk about tonight, do we?
No, I looked into the Gail Kim Anthem situation, and they're saying like she couldn't be protected by Whistleblower because Whistleblower doesn't exist in the state where Anthem is located, but there's not really a lot out there. I think, and I'm not completely sure, like I've had very little work with Whistleblower cases, but I think a lot of that stuff may stay sealed. I haven't seen anybody with a complaint. I wonder if it's out there. Maybe it is, but that could be why we haven't seen one. But just remember, like I've barely ever done, it's probably been like 10, 15 years since I've done a whistleblower case. And yeah, I would imagine there's some sort of protection because it's a whistleblower case, but I haven't seen anything out there. And I even tried, looking at dockets and nothing. I couldn't pull anything up. So
no blowing at work, huh, Tony?
No, none whatsoever. Tony,
we had gotten in a game of Fortnite before we logged on to do the show. You had teased that you possibly had punishment.
You know what? I think I do. You guys ready?
Are you ever ready?
For you know, I'm announcing this. So I don't care what episode we do this on. I leave that to the three of you because this is going to be a strictly the three of you project. I will not be getting a puppet. I will not be involved. This is whatever production you want to do. This is whatever gimmicks you want to have involved. This is whatever direction you want to take it. I'm just the idea man in this situation. Matt talked about WSWN not being sure what it was at the beginning of the episode. I kind of explained to him where that came from, even though he was part of the WSWN historical broadcasts in the fucking back catalog. I want the three of you, and I don't care if you want to bring other people in. I don't care if you want to set up green screens, whatever. I want the three of you to create a wrestling newscast of WSWN. I want you to come up with stories involving wrestlers. I want you to come up with wrestling stories, local news stories, weather, sports, man on the street. I don't care what you do with it, but I want a fucking news broadcast produced by the three of you. It doesn't have to be this week. It doesn't have to be this month, but at some point between now and the end of the year, I want to watch a WSWN broadcast while you guys are doing it right here. I just think that'd be the fucking greatest thing ever. You guys can think about it amongst yourselves, throw out ideas. If you need me for ideas, I'd be happy to throw some out there, but you guys fucking talk about how much you either really like or really hate local news. I'll fucking let you come up with whatever you want.
Oh, I got an idea.
But like tons of ideas. Like come up with like breaking news stories, like man on the street. Fucking local weather? I don't give a fuck.
All right.
This could weather be reports, really fucking fun.
Sporting reports, injury reports, whatever. Make it a half hour, make it an hour, do it for an entire 2 hours. Pre-record shit? Do it all live. I don't care. Fucking, that's your project for your punishment. Have at it. I think you're going to love it so much. You're going to want me to win again this year, which I will, of course.
I already showed my hand to Tony what's going to happen if I win picks.
Yes, he did. And I don't fucking like it.
Ah,
All right.
Oh man, we got great ideas in the chat. Hold on one second. Fucking Jesse's like, I like it. Al says you need to interview Toot. Mrs. Brundo says, man on the street, epic. Fucking Jesse, man on the street, eats 18 hot dogs live. And Al says you need a good news theme song.
Whenever we say local news, I always think back to the 1010 Winds jingle.
Yes, whatever. Yeah. Traffic, give me fucking traffic. Everything.
All right.
In studio interviews like they do on the morning shows. Whatever.
Now we go to traffic with Bob Sparkplug Holly.
Fuck yeah, dude. Get a little helicopter noise in the background. Let him crash into the fucking Potomac. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you guys want to do.
Now we go to traffic with Magnum TA.
In his Ferrari.
Brundo. Save it for the fucking show, dude.
No, this is good. Get the juices flowing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, these are great ideas. Fucking write them down.
Oh, my wife already.
I already got a hard hitting one for us to cover.
Who deserves to get stunned or jobber of the week?
God, a fucking guy like grinds my gears. Editorials, holy shit!
Boy,
I give you guys the seeds of a fucking great idea. Let that shit grow. Fertilize it, water it, put it out in the sun. Take good care of it.
Now I got a question about this.
What?
I'm going to assume this is going to be done on a Monday as a show. Are you going to be part of the show, Tony?
That depends. Like, whatever you guys think. If you want me to be part of it, I'd be happy to be part of it. If you want me to be the one-man audience where I just fucking hide and laugh and fucking enjoy myself, so be it. Whatever you guys decide, I leave this in your hands. It's your punishment.
All right.
And is the gooder the better and the badder the better?
The gooder.
Because I could see like awful production and awful fucking stories being amazing. And I could see like really great production and really great stories being just as amazing. So take it in all directions. Take it wherever you guys want to take it. You guys had your punishment like what, a month from the end of picks.
No, I love it. I love it. It's just the three of us are going to have to.
See, like I said, if you want me involved, I'm glad to be involved. But if you guys just want to run with it, then run with it.
No. This is our punishment. You don't get to be.
I love that fucking attitude, Double T. I love it.
The three of us are going to put together something.
And bring in whoever you want. Bring in guests. Bring in Kyle. Bring in Kate. Bring in whoever. But whatever you guys want to do.
Here comes the bridge report with Kate.
If you can get Diana to do a fucking live on the street, even better. Even better. All right. And with that, I don't know. Let me see. I got to fucking pull up a video now. Oh, fuck. I'm in the wrong folder now.
Also, while you pull up the video, keep your eyes and ears posted, people. March Madness. Shining Wizards are bringing you a tournament. And you, the fans, can vote on it. You can decide who was the best guest in 2025, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Stay tuned. We will bring you brackets and who's involved and the seating and everything in the next couple of weeks. So if you like to vote on goofy tournaments.
Who doesn't love a tournament?
Fucking love it.
Who doesn't love
for the sickos, right?
On our guests from
hell
last.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we don't have many contenders for titles tonight either. But with that, we cue the music.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
If you support us over at our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardpodcast, we would like to thank you, and a special thanks go out to our executive producer, Manny Kratzo, producers, Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Kathy Hummer, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, I Dunk Biscuits, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you for your continued support.
Go!
Night, Diana. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, Diana, hell yeah. Oh, Diana, give me hell yeah, Diana. Hell yeah.
Cry me a fucking river.
Hell yeah.
All the things that could have come through.
Hell yeah.
9 and 10 years old? Oh, yeah, that'll go over great.
Hell yeah.
Live from Double T's toilet, Shining Wizards.
Hell yeah!
Love XCW. Love XCW.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah.
You're quick in and out.
Hell yeah!
No, somebody's playing with the plugs.
Oh hell yeah!
You know, I lost the rights to Look What You Make. Look What You Made Me Do. I'm so pissed.
Hell yeah!
I think it was a good AEW show last week.
Hell yeah!
No, had no interest in seeing any of that.
Hell no.
See this is a bag of shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm into wearing shirts that pee-pee.
Oh, hell yeah.
Her dress is so pretty, even though it covers her kitty.
Hell yeah.
I was expecting to get at least a little bit more of a hammering on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
I don't like this. My bald spot's showing.
Hell yeah.
No, not hell yeah.
Use the cage.
Hell yeah.
I want Miss Handjob back.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I'm shaking in my boots.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck? Last time I had one in the stink, my finger stunk for 4 days.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't even care if it's during Wrestle Kingdom. I just want to go get some fucking vending machine panties.
Oh, hell yeah.
This idiot doesn't know how to speak the fucking English language.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so there's something wrong with them. They got to be put down.
Hell yeah.
Gee whiz.
Hell yeah.
You can't handle me. You can't handle me. All right.
Hell no.
She's a foot doctor, so, like, she's not far from the asshole.
Oh, hell yeah!
Stinkso McGinkso.
Hell yeah.
So we can't have funzy McGunzies.
Hell no.
Unclog your shithole.
Who wouldn't?
Oh, hell yeah.
You dumb fat fuck.
Hell yeah.
We're not allowed to have fun now?
Hell no.
I mean, you know, you are kind of into weird stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we got to stop this. Come on now.
Rin oh, yeah. Yamashita.
What?
What? Hell yeah.